Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, Gabe.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, Gabe.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
We probably seem the craziest of all the animals from their perspective when they look at our behavior. You know what I mean? Because like, we show up places we don't belong. I don't feel like any other animal really does that. But we do that, you know? Like scuba diving. I'm sure fish swim by and they're like, what are you doing here? Look at yourself. We're like, those are not your feet. Get the hell out of here. Come on. You've got all the land, really? I mean, skydiving? I'm sure birds are like, that one's gonna die. Did you just see that? That's fucking... Wow, that was dumb. I mean, bird watching, that's gotta be creepy for birds. I mean, what are we doing? These birds are just hanging out. We ignore them most of the time. Suddenly some like fat couple from Ohio is just obsessed with the bird. Bird's like, what? Some people own birds. That's a power move, I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, there's something that can fly. I'm gonna change that.
I got my hair highlighted because I thought some strands were more important than others. I wrote my friend a letter using a highlighting pen, but he could not read it. He thought I was trying to show him certain parts of a piece of paper. I had my palm read. I wrote something on it first to see if she would read that too. I want to be a race car passenger. Just the guy who bugs the driver. Say, man, can I turn on the radio? You should slow down. Why we gotta keep going in circles? Can I put my feet out the window? Man, you really like Thai.
Heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
Show's not quite as fun without ripping on Rosie
Johnson.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
I miss ripping him.
Yeah, I do too.
One of my favorite things.
Plus, he owes me $20. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else.
It's all about the money.
Well, yeah, it's all always about the money.
It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's August 15th. I'm Corey Cove. That's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Hi, Sauce.
Hey, babe.
NBA jam shirt today being the Houston Rockets with Akeem Olajuwon and Kenny Smith. Nice choice.
Thanks, babe.
How many different NBA jam shirts do you have now?
I have 13.
Okay. Ryan and Donaldson's joining the show now. Hi, Ryan.
Three more on
the
way. Hi,
Corey Cove.
Hi, man.
Hi, babe.
You have three more on the way?
Yeah.
Are you going to have all franchises at some point?
Yeah. That's okay. My goal.
Okay.
Hey.
It's a solid goal. I can't rip you. I have, I think, 12 of this exact shirt. Black Puma shirt with the white little Puma logo. I think I have 12.
And people always say, like, I get a lot of people that are like, hey, you can't rip people for wanting autographs. You wear NBA Jam t-shirts. Grow up.
It's not even close
to
the same thing.
Not even close because these aren't cheap t-shirts. And, well, it's, you know, people
honestly,
are always
they're
like,
not. Why are those expensive?
Because the branding. And the
you got to pay for the licensing.
Yeah, and the cotton that they're used.
Oh, wait a minute, define
nice
not cheap. So they're not $20; they're like $30.
I think they're like $26.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, people
yeah, the
are
shirts,
like
the shirt's $12.50.
No,
that's the way to go.
Yeah,
no, I'm a high class.
It's $2 for $25.
Eventually, I'm just gonna run out of money because I'm not very good at managing it, but I don't really care. Actually, I am. I have a financial advisor that helps me along the way. But yeah, people are always like, you wear NBA Jam t-shirts.
For you.
So? You get autographs from adults.
Right. Don't look at me.
Did you know hockey's in Ireland?
I did. I noticed. I noticed that Chris is in Ireland.
He's texting.
What time is it there?
I think they're, what, 6 or 7 hours ahead? I'm sure it's about noonish.
Well, if he's in Ireland, you know what we're going to need. For the first time ever, this is an actually good excuse.
You nailed it. 11:40 a.m., 6 hours.
We're going to need some Van Morrison, man.
Oh, great point.
Look, he wants me to call.
We'll try. Why not? Mark Paris should be here about 7 o'clock. And bonus, Carly Zucker, because she was coming back from Las Vegas yesterday, so she couldn't make her normal Tuesday appearance, but she will join today about 7:30. And we'll check in with Jeff Anderson from the Minnesota Vikings about 8:35, 8:40 or so, just for a couple minutes, because a lot of people, Ryan Donaldson, are freaking out about this digital ticket bit.
Yeah.
Although there's a lot of other sports teams that use this and have already fully adapted the digital ticket-only path. But people are freaking out because they're not used to it with the Vikings, and the Vikings are doing it starting on Saturday.
Yeah, rest in peace to all ticket stubs out there. It's kind of sad. It's emotional, but I can tell you firsthand there have been some issues. Because we were dealing out those training camp tickets for all of July. You probably heard it. Quick Trip, mm-hmm. VIP Red Zone. They're all digital. And I mean, there were a handful of issues. I'm not going to lie, but
not on your end.
Some of it fear-induced. They're just like, how do I do this?
No.
What happens?
No, it's more like the website would freeze up on you. You'd distribute four packs, and all of a sudden the computer would forget that you just did. And so you had to refresh about 18 times until you can go forward, and the computer would catch up with itself. So I don't know if it was my computer or the website or there were some kinks in the arm.
It would be a weird rant if it was just your computer.
I don't think it was.
It would be funny, yeah.
Otherwise, the system's up and running, and it's just great. Your computer's just trash.
It'd be a great bit.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I can't rule it out, but I doubt it.
Is that our guy on line 7?
Yeah.
From across the pond, Chris Hockey, live from Dublin, Ireland. Hi, Chris.
Hello, guys.
How's Ireland?
So far, so good. I haven't slept since I last spoke with you.
Oh, really? You didn't sleep on the plane?
I couldn't sleep on the plane. I don't know why, but it was a fantastic flight, and everything worked good, except for we had a bit of a snafu trying to get from one plane to the other in Newark, New Jersey. But right now, I'm in jolly old Dublin town.
I'm shocked you're not talking like you would if you were in jolly old London or Ireland.
There's too many real Irish people around me.
Right, it's offensive.
Yeah. See if you blend in.
Good idea.
Yeah, well,
why didn't you sleep on the flight? That's insane.
But I couldn't.
Man, what'd you watch then on Netflix? Because you asked us for advice yesterday.
Yeah, okay, I watched the first episode of The Guy Who's on Death Row.
Yeah.
It was disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to watch Bo Bergdahl, but I didn't find him funny.
Bo Bergdahl is the guy that abandoned his crew or whatever, right? Yeah. He was the guy who went AWOL. Bo Burnham, slightly different.
You don't think he's funny?
Okay. No, I didn't think it was funny. I found it to be unfunny. But hey, you know, what do I know? And then I watched Rampage, which was fantastic.
My gosh.
Again? You watch Rampage again?
It's so good. You guys, you got to see it. It's so good. Okay. And then I watched something else too, but I can't remember what it was. My zipper's not broken. Sorry, it is. Anyway, so it was a long flight, and now we're stowing our luggage, and then we're going to go to the Guinness factory and get Blitz, and then I'll call you back, and we'll have some real radio.
You seem like a little bit whispery right now. Are you trying to keep secrets from people around you, or what's happening?
I'm trying to be cool, man. I don't want people to know I'm a filthy American.
Are you in church?
I may be in church.
Did you go to that church, that picture you posted? That's sweet, man.
Yeah, Dublin is...
Probably the coolest city I've ever been.
Yes, it's pretty BA so far.
Oh, man. It's so... God, I'd give all the money I have to be there, but I spent it all on NBA Jam shirts.
You know, you could go there for a lot less than all of the money you have. You could just spend the appropriate amount to get there.
Yeah, but I don't think like that. That's why I'm not good with money. I learned from Huxley.
Did you do some drinking on the flight?
A little bit, yeah. I had a couple of little bottles of American Honey whiskey that I smuggled onto the plane. But no, I just watched a lot of TV and a lot of movies and a lot of everything. It was great.
So did I. And I didn't even fly to Dublin.
Yeah, I did too.
The same thing.
I took a couple naps. All that good stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
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 Yeah, I slept more than Chris.
And then we got on a bus, and then we toured around Dublin town, and now we are stowing our bags in the hotel. And we're going to go find a pub.
What hotel are you staying at?
What's that?
What hotel are you staying at?
It's called the Paramount.
Okay.
It's right in the middle of Party Town.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. It's,
love their films.
I love it all.
Yeah, I love, yeah. Well played.
So far, though, you got to rate Dublin, Ireland, 1 to 10. Go for it.
I'd go right now, from what I've seen, an 8, a good solid 8.
Mm-hmm. How about, in general, the United States of America, 1 to 10?
United States, I'd go to 10. That's right, that's what I do. Yeah. Yep, blank, yeah. I'd probably give London Town a 9.5.
Yep. Yep.
And then I'll probably give some... I better not say that.
Careful.
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Being followed, but you know what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're going to say you'll probably give some... Irish Lassie at 10.
Yeah, I love Dublin, but it didn't touch London for me. Dublin was outstanding. You're gonna have tons of fun. The drinking in Dublin is unlike almost any place I've ever drank before. So maybe it'll change for you when you start drinks in a little bit. But man, London was just London was pretty close to untouchable.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Is there a comedian with you?
I'm outside again, so now I can talk in my finer Irish accent.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
What are you doing today?
The Temple Bar. Oh. I'm sorry, Tucker, watch it again.
What are you doing today?
Right now, I'm standing on a street corner looking for some sweet R's. Yeah. Oh, there's Ian. Ian, you're looking good over here. Ah, you're looking so good for you. Hi, Ian.
Hello there, love.
How you feeling, baby?
Feeling great.
Well, you got your hand on my R.
That doesn't matter. Who are you talking to?
Who you talking
this
to?
This is way
you
better.
You it's more Scottish,
you
though.
You want to fight or you want to kiss? You want to kiss and fight at the same time? Kiss. We're going to fight kiss. That's what we do in Ireland. We fight kiss. Okay, kiss me now.
Okay, they're losing it.
Yeah, that just happened. Yeah,
the Temple Bar is sweet, dude.
Yeah, that's where we're going right now. Oh, you're listening. Somebody's listening to me on iHeartRadio right now as I'm talking to you.
That's trippy.
Very, very weird. Yeah, very trippy.
Like a 2-minute delay.
And we're in Old City, and we're turning right now and heading down towards Temple Bar right now. And we're going to start drinking heavily. So, again, I'm not kidding you. In about an hour, I'll call you back, and you better be on the dump button.
Fair enough. All right, dude.
That's all you want from me?
Yeah, that's all we got. I mean, the Irish accent was our bat signal to wrap this thing up.
That's what you want. That was it for you? You don't like the Irish? Oh, how dare
Hey, Hawk, I have good news for you. I want to tell you this before you get drunk.
Okay, good. Give it to me.
Designing Women is being rebooted.
But one of them's dead.
Yeah, but they're rebooting it.
Oh, I don't know how you can do that.
Didn't you tell me that was the first TV show you spanked it to?
Let me just tell you.
There's no way that's true.
I was on a young man watching Designing Women and touching myself.
Okay.
Are you drunk now?
I'm not drunk yet, but I will be in a minute. I'll tell you more about the touching that I used to do.
To what?
In fact, Sauce, is that your name, sir?
Yes, sir.
Look down in your lap right now. You see that tiny thing that looks like a thumb?
Yeah.
That's what I used to touch when I was a young man.
Okay.
Mine! Oh, you sick perv!
Well, Chris, at least you and I, on the way out here, at least you and I Johnson. Finally agree on something, is that Bo Bergdahl is not a good stand-up comedian.
Who is Bo Bergdahl?
I have no idea.
Bo Bergdahl is the guy that went AWOL. Remember, he like abandoned his troop and then we...
Right. He's not funny at all.
No, he's the opposite of funny.
No, it is...
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that guy's an a-hole.
Yeah, man, screw that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
All right, man.
All right, well,
talk to you in a
little
bit.
I'm going to go drink. Here's the deal. I'm going to call you guys back in about an hour, and I'm going to be a little incarcerated. Nope, wrong word.
You're going to be in jail. That's my bit, meat sauce.
You guys.
You might be.
Talk to me for a moment, and then let me know if you want to let me on the air. It's completely up to you.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Ask everybody if they know Van Morrison.
Nice job, some of you guys.
All right. Yeah, fair enough.
Die off.
All right, see you later. Chris Hockey, live from Dublin, Ireland.
Lucky.
He didn't like Bo Burnham. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the best stand-up hours I've ever seen.
I think
it's genius.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You seen it, Ryan?
Seen
Make Happy?
I have not.
You should.
I have not.
I think he does that stuff because how much you and I like it. Kind of like how we don't like a lot of the things he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he sat down and watched that with, like, the right people and not on an airplane, I think he'd really like it. He hates it because we really like
it. The country bit...
That's why he hates it.
...is hilarious. Yeah, but he may not have... If he turned it off, he may not have even gotten that far.
That's his best bit.
The Kanye bit at the end is genius.
Yeah. The pandering bit is brilliant.
Man, there's so many good bits. Dude's super smart.
What does he say? I sing about farmhands... Even though I've never been on a farm, and I sing about it for my private jet. Even though these boots cost $3,000, that's brilliant.
You're not doing a great job of selling it.
No, not at all, because none of it rhymes. But it's super good.
I'm gonna tune right in after that. Where is it on Netflix? Though?
Netflix,
yeah. Watch. Okay.
Hey, can just YouTube the pandering bit. It's brilliant.
Okay, let's do it during the break.
Hey, you know the best thing about today? Yeah, let's watch it during the break. Best thing about today: the Vikings are going to hit people. Other than their own teammates. Jacksonville's in town. Got in town last night. Vikings, Jacksonville practice today, 2:45 to 5:15. I got a ton of audio from all those guys. No.
Oh, you're not going to go.
Going out on the lake with Sean.
Okay.
It'll be lit.
All right, fair enough. Will you do front page sports when we come back? Again, Ryan Donaldson's hanging out with us. That's Meat Sauce. I'm Corey Cove. Parrish in an hour. Carly Zucker in about an hour and a half. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
Yup!
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 5:57. I'm Corey Cove. Thanks for tuning in. Sauce mentioned it in the first segment, but Vikings practicing against the Jags today and tomorrow. PA is going to be out there today, correct, Sauce?
Yeah, PA and Nordo. That first practice for both teams is 2:45 today. But PA will be out. He'll be out there with Nordo.
Nice.
Yeah. And here's Dalvin Cook talking about practicing against a different team.
We're going to see a new opponent, new people, new moves. Like you said, we got to have our technique, you know, down pack and be ready to go. So, you know, we just got to be ready for some new stuff.
Yeah. I wonder how much they actually learn.
I just think you get tired of hitting the same teammates. I think, I don't know. I think a lot. I think the reason they do it is because of that. I think there's a reason they do it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. What's the reason? Do they really learn that much? I wonder.
I think it's just the monotony of it is broken up. You get to see a different look. You get to see, because, you know, how many times can you see Linval Joseph's 4 or 5 moves or Everson Griffin's 4 or 5 moves? Because if you didn't learn anything, why even play other teams?
I'm sure you're learning something. I just wonder how significant it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no. I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. All right, front page sports. Ryan, you like sports, right?
I love sports.
Okay, great.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Minnesota Twins won 5-2 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Miguel Sano got a haircut and hit a 2-run home run in the 8th, his 9th home run of the year. Said he was tired of his helmet falling off.
Is that right?
He looks way better with the short hair.
Did he just go like high tight fade? What'd he do? I haven't seen it yet.
It's mostly shaved to the head except for the little patch on the top.
He had like some sweet braids going on, long braids before.
He looks better.
Does he?
I don't know. Odorizzi, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts. Look it up on your phone today at noon. Jose Barrios versus Chris Archer of the Pirates.
That'd be sweet. Think if you said that was going to be a pitching matchup before the season started. You'd go, oh, awesome. This could be a playoff preview. Well, too bad the Twins are terrible. And Chris Archer wails. That's worth the price of admission. Go see that.
Ben Roethlisberger is in concussion protocol. He sustained a hit in yesterday's practice. He's 36 years old, was in concussion protocol back in 2015 after a hit by Michael Bennett, not the former Vikings running back, but the, at the time, Seahawks defensive lineman.
Why is he getting hit?
Are they doing joint practice?
I don't know. I think he fell and got whiplash of some kind. I don't know if he hit his head on the turf. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, because he shouldn't be getting hit at all.
No.
Just like in today's practices with the other teams, quarterbacks are off limits. Everyone knows that. You can't hit the quarterback. That's so odd. I wonder how he got hit.
Haven't seen the highlight. If it is available. Said this offseason he's planning on playing 3 to 5 more seasons, but he also said his long-term brain health would be a factor.
Oh. Well, yeah, it should be. I mean, didn't he get one when he got in that motorcycle accident?
Probably. That was, what, 10 years ago, though?
It was a while ago. Wasn't that like,
yeah. That was early in his career.
Yeah.
I have a slight update on Roethlisberger.
Go for it.
What it went, like, what went down or how he got hit, per se. It was the last practice on the last day at training camp. This is from Rick Dayton, a verified reporter on there. Last day of training camp in Latrobe, that is when Ben Roethlisberger was hit late and knocked to the ground. Now Big Ben is in NFL's concussion protocol a day before the Steelers are in Wisconsin to play the Packers.
So somebody did hit him.
Somebody did hit him. Hmm. He was knocked to the ground.
I wonder how that works. That,
yeah.
Oops. That guy's going to get a talking to by Mike Tomlin.
Or cut.
Khalil Mack. Still holding out with the Oakland/Vegas Raiders.
How much does that cost him?
Yeah, a lot, but...
He'll be fine.
I assume at some point he thinks he's going to recoup those losses by signing a gigantic contract. One of the biggest in the history of the NFL for defensive players.
Yeah.
But the sports book Bovada is allowing bets on which team he'll be playing for after October 30th, which is the trade deadline.
Oh, boy.
The Raiders are 3-2, so they're still the favorite. Did you guys see who the second favorite to land Khalil Mack is?
I promise I haven't seen, but I do have a guess.
I have a guess, too, because I think it's the hottest rumor going in all of sports.
I think we have the same guess.
I think we do have the same guess.
You go.
On the count of three.
Okay, one. Or no, you saw us. You count. Or,
one, you count two, three.
Orioles.
Packers.
Yeah, Packers. The Packers. Orioles is absolutely wrong. Packers is right.
Threw me off.
The Green Bay Packers at 11-4 are the favorites outside of the Raiders to land Khalil Mack.
Well, they do have an extra first-round pick that they got from New Orleans when New Orleans traded up for that defensive end. They wanted Marcus Davenport in the first round.
So the Packers have two first-round picks in 2019. But they would have to pay him a fortune, so there's some cap issues there potentially as well. But so the Packers are 11-4 according to Bovada. Bills at 7-1. Dallas, Indy, and the Jets are 8-1. Washington at 9-1, and then Pittsburgh at 12-1.
I also think, because I'm a great Madden mind, I think you'd have to give up two first-round picks to get Khalil Mack.
And that's a lot, right? Two first-round picks and the contract. That's a huge investment.
Huge.
Because those first-round picks, like we just learned about with Mike Hughes, if you think about it, right? It's you can essentially, if you hit a home run, replace a high-paid star with a relatively cheap star if you nail it. So that's a big-time investment to give up that much money and two potential cheap stars for 5 years.
And he's 27 already.
Right. He's such a beast.
Yeah, but he's in the prime of his career.
But he's probably going to be on the downhill in the next 2 to 3 years.
So the key, though, and we learned this in the NBA, the key is to watch those offshore books. Remember, all of a sudden, when the rumors were heating up that LeBron was going to L.A., and all of a sudden the odds drastically changed in favor of L.A., and that's where he went. And the same thing happened with Kawhi Leonard, where all of a sudden the offshore book said that the favorite to land Kawhi Leonard was the Raptors. And we're going, the Raptors? Why would Kawhi Leonard end up on the Raptors? How's that going to work? And then about, a week later, he's in Toronto.
Yeah.
So the second that happens, we'll know where Khalil Mack's going. But for now, it sounds like the Raiders are still the favorite to keep him.
Yeah, but
we'll see.
I mean, if the Packers get him, so be it.
Have him and John Gruden started talking yet?
Supposedly they haven't talked since John Gruden took over the team.
Wow. I can't believe that's still going on.
Yeah, and Aaron Donald's still out. He isn't shown up for
Rams
camp yet. So, but I think the other thing too with all these contracts, and correct me if I'm wrong because I'm wrong a lot. I think let's say Aaron Donald today says, "All right, I'll sign. Here's the new deal. You know, 15, 20 million a year, whatever it is for 4 years, but I want you to waive all those fees where I was gone.
Yeah,
I think
they're not paying those fees.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot. That's, I mean, leverage. I'll show up, but not if I have to pay that. Oh, okay, fine. Or unless it's league mandated, I don't know. But if it's team mandated, they'll waive it. There's no way they're going to make a star player pay that, and they know that.
Right. James Harden is being investigated after an altercation outside of a nightclub in Scottsdale, Arizona. A woman was filming a fight between a member of James Harden's entourage and somebody else, a third party. And then Harden allegedly grabbed the woman's wrist pretty hard, I guess, and then threw her phone on the roof.
What?
So she couldn't post the footage of the fight. Well, the woman claims she accepted $500 from Harden's crew. I think it was like $200 or $300 from him and then $200 or $300 from somebody else. So $500 total. You know, for basically chucking my phone on the roof, that kind of a bit. So then she goes to the hospital, but ended up retrieving the phone anyway. They got the phone off the roof, so TMZ posted the video.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old Town Wales, though.
It's a pretty grainy video. Oh, yeah, you're an ASU guy, right?
U of A. But
oh, you're a U of A? I thought you were an Arizona State guy.
I've gone to, but I've been in that area a bunch.
Oh, you went to Arizona?
Yeah,
you were a Wildcat.
I was a Wildcat.
Did not know that.
But Old Town is sweet. You see things like that go on all the time out there. I mean, I've been out there for some bachelor parties. Oh, good for me. Mm-hmm. But there's fights every single time I've gone out. Every single time there's
just the heat. The desert heat pisses people off.
It's the guys in the affliction tees. Honestly, it's the Hawks been out there a lot. No, but you see that stuff all the time out there. It's a fun city, but yeah, then you see that garbage.
So we always hear Arizona State has like the hottest co-eds in the country and the biggest parties in the country. How does Arizona compare to Arizona State?
Oh, we're doing just fine.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's talented down there.
Talented.
Yeah.
More so talented in terms of the women or the parties?
You
got to pick one.
Oh, goodness. Great question.
If somebody said
that is a good
you're going
question.
To Arizona for the chicks or the parties, which one do you pick?
The parties, I think, probably, actually. Hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go with the parties.
Going to go parties.
I lived in an apartment complex with a pool, and the pool parties on Saturdays were lit.
Oh, I bet.
If somebody asked me why did I go to the University of Minnesota or what's the one thing that stands out, I would between like the parties or the chicks, I would say the one thing that was consistently highlighted for me was the lack of deodorant.
Yuck. I don't have that kind of memory.
A lot of people skip that.
Really?
At the University of Minnesota.
That's weird.
Especially in the mall area in the summer or the spring.
Yeah, I don't...
No interest in deodorant.
Why? Do
I don't
we know?
I don't know. You know?
Just a Minnesota Midwest thing? Or?
You know, being free or something. I don't know.
I don't understand. I mean, I know maybe you're like allergic to it.
No, this was more of a statement than allergies. I mean,
that's
come on.
That's disgusting.
No, it's just... I kept my distance, right? That was my plays. I'll just go study over there. And by study, I mean take a nap out in the grass. You know, I got nothing to do. I'm not going to study.
You were a hipster before your time, sleeping in the grass.
Well, I don't know about that either.
Man, yes. Wear deodorant. Gross.
Right, that would be good.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
The Lynx lost to the Sky. And the Sky are bad. They lost 91-88. The Lynx fall to 17-15. The Sky up to 12-20. Maya Moore, 21 points. But the bad finish last night for our Lynx.
That is not good. Lindsay Whalen, retirement hangover.
I don't know. She didn't play much. Hit a couple of threes, but I don't
that's
know.
That's odd.
Are either one of you, because I'm not, but are either one of you following Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves and what he's doing?
Is it this home run bit?
He's absolutely on fire. He's 20 years old. He became the youngest player in Major League Baseball history to hit home runs in 5 straight games. He's also the first player to hit a leadoff home run in 3 straight games since Brady Anderson did it 4 straight back in 1996.
Oh, Brady Anderson, I forgot about that.
So not only has he hit home runs in 5 straight... Not only has he hit a leadoff home run in 3 straight, he has 8 home runs in his last 8 games because he had a multi-home run game as well. So a couple home runs, then a day off, and now 5 straight. Not a day off, a game off where he didn't hit one. 8 home runs in 8 games, and he's 20 years old.
And he's 20. Wow.
Killing
That's unbelievable.
It.
Why can't our 20-year-olds be ready to come up right. to the big leagues?
And if you watch the highlights, I watched it on ESPN.com, because one of the top 6 stories is Braves Acuna hits 2 home runs, 8 home runs in the last 8 games. You click on that, and they kind of put a highlight reel together of the 8. Most of them are just crushed.
Just blasted.
One of them's top, and maybe I think only one of them was to the opposite field, but he just grips all of them. None of them are just like, is that going to get there? He just airmails all of them.
Home runs are badass.
Yeah, the problem with baseball, of course, is there's a lot of strikeouts right now.
Well, yeah, so that's, yeah.
Swing, 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 swing. Take a seat.
Yeah, you're out.
The major league record for the most consecutive games with a home run is held by Ken Griffey Jr., Dale Long, and Don Mattingly, and the record is 8.
Dale Long.
8 straight? So he's got 3 more to go, but still, 5 straight games, youngest to ever do it.
I mean, he just hammers the baseball.
This might be a tough stat to find, Ryan, but it's 8 straight games, so that's clearly minimum of 8 home runs in 8 games, which is what he's done, but his aren't in 8 consecutive games.
Right.
What's the record for home runs in an 8-game stretch?
I will do some digging, see if I can find it. MLB
Jeez. My guess is it's about 9 or 10. It's got to be just slightly more than this, right? 9, 10, or 11. Anything higher than that is absolutely insane.
I can only find
while you're looking for that, Ryan.
I think. Go on.
The Atlanta Braves are one of the better teams in baseball. They were at least the last time I checked the standings. And yes, they are. They're a first place ball club by 16 games. The one thing, Corey, that sticks out to me to those highlights, no one's there. That stadium is empty. They're a first place baseball team by 16 games.
That's not true. They're 2 games ahead of Philadelphia.
I meant like they're 67-51, meaning they're, sorry, yeah, I said it backwards, but they're 16 games above 500. There's no one there. No one. How can you compete?
Atlanta's a weird city.
Yeah, they
ever been there?
I've been to the airport.
It's
simply for the Chick-fil-A.
It's a strange, strange city. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just weird. That doesn't shock me at all that they don't go to the games, though.
Yeah, they go to Atlanta game the Braves or the Falcons. Yeah,
they go to the Atlanta.
But I don't think they go much to the Hawks games either.
Yeah, the Hawks. I don't think
the Thrashers didn't work there, right? The hockey thing was a disaster
in
Atlanta. I forget who the Thrashers turned into.
Who are the Thrashers, Ryan? Do you know?
Oh gosh,
is it Carolina?
Did they go back? Yeah, did they go to Carolina?
Could have been Carolina, or it's either that or the Winnipeg Jets.
Ooh, that might be right.
I think
that might be right.
The Jets.
Carolina's the
Whalers.
Yeah. Where did the Atlanta
Thrashers? Gotta forget.
How long were the Thrashers there? Like a decade?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
If that, yeah.
That's a pretty quick failure.
Terrible logo, terrible colors, terrible everything.
And what the hell is a Thrasher?
Yeah, Winnipeg.
It's a bird,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those diving birds, I think. Quick diving birds.
You are right. Went to Atlanta. Or went to Winnipeg.
They became the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that Parrish is listening. He says Winnipeg.
How would he know?
Thanks, Mark.
He played for them?
Oh,
he played for the Thrashers,
I think,
right?
Danny Heatley played for the Thrashers. Parrish, is that right?
Pretty sure Heatley was with... Wasn't he with the Thrashers when he got into that accident?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's kind of where he made his hay.
Heatley made a lot of money.
He's a really good
player.
You know
who Heatley's favorite band is?
Don't know.
The Dave Matthews Band. He is a one-of-a-kind Dave Matthews guitar that he got, I think, from Dave Matthews.
We don't care.
Okay. Well, if somebody... There aren't any, but if there was any professional athlete that was a fan of 311, we'd talk about it.
Venus Williams.
Is she really?
Giant 311 fan. No joke. She's gone on the 311 cruises. She sees 311 all the time. Venus Williams, giant 311 fan.
Are you serious, Clark?
True story.
Hey, when we come
back... If I ever meet Venus, that's going to be my icebreaker. I'm going to say, hey, you kick ass at tennis. And, you know, we're basically related now because we're both in love with the same band. Maybe she's going to be at the State Fair on the 31st.
Maybe.
She's diehard. Maybe she doesn't have a tennis tournament. She wants to come eat cheese curds with me.
Lucky.
I'll hang out with Venus Williams.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. When we come back, can I tell you guys about the weird rabbit hole I went down last night that continued into today?
Is it safe for radio?
Is it Manson related?
No, it's a movie that I forgot about that is pure genius that doesn't get the accolades it should for how funny it was.
Okay. Power Trip Morning Show talks ladybugs right after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
What do you guys have that none of the other teams have? Windows. I just want to write you love.
All right, welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Corey Cove, Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert, and Ryan Donaldson's hanging out. Ryan, thanks for the bonus time.
Yeah, glad to be here. No worries.
What a nice thing to do. It's almost 6:40, and every day at 6:40 we do a little thing called What Really Matters, and it goes like this. I read scores and stats, and right before people get bored, we switch to something that actually matters that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics, and that's where Sauce comes in.
I can't wait. I have some really good ones today.
Great.
Some really good ones, like mind-boggling ones.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah. Copyright Ricky from Trailer Park Boys.
In a few minutes, bitch.
I wish Hockey was here. When he comes, when he calls back, because someone just sent me a picture that's with him. If you were in Ireland at a pub, what would you be drinking? Go ahead. Corey Cove, you go first.
Probably a Jameson Ginger.
Okay.
I assume because they're going to the Guinness Tour, maybe Guinness is in the mix as well, but I'd probably go Jameson.
Or, you know, a beer?
He's having a strawberry daiquiri.
He's having like a mojito.
I mean, he's allowed to do that again, but this is the guy that was going to go see The Meg
in Ireland. Until Ben talked him out of it.
You fly to the other side of the world to watch a shark movie?
Well, you went to Vegas and saw Indiana Jones.
That's not exactly correct.
Well, the guy who played Indiana Jones. It's a movie about how many balls you have. One. Solo.
Man, this is going to be a long week.
I'm fine. Don't say that.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now, and they are numbers.
Brilliant. The Twins won 5-2 over the Pirates today at noon. Berríos versus Chris Archer. What really matters is this.
The Heaven's Gate Lookout in Idaho has views of four different states. Idaho, obviously, Oregon, Washington, and Montana. Now, when I read through this morning, all I saw was Heaven's Gate, and I stopped and then started looking up more about Heaven's Gate.
The cult, not the lookout.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought maybe when I first read this that the Heaven's Gate Lookout was like someone kept the compound they lived in, and it has a great lookout.
I think their compound was in California, but I don't remember. Can somebody look it up? I thought it was a California-based spot.
Now, granted,
creepy story.
Most cults are awful. 99, I would say almost every cult is bad.
Especially the band.
Yeah. San Diego, California.
Because it's used to like commit horrific sex acts.
Sure.
That's what like David Koresh was and all that stuff. But is there like a good cult going that I don't know about? And good I use loosely, but like we haven't had like a big cult scandal in a while.
Yeah, you're kind of right about that.
Like David Koresh was in the 90s. Heaven's Gate was that Major Applewhite?
Marshall Applewhite. Wasn't Major Applewhite was the,
quarterback.
Was the quarterback.
Wasn't Marshall Applewhite a... Wasn't he an initials clue?
I think so.
Yeah.
You're looking for a new flashy cult, right?
Yes,
a cult
correct.
With a little personality.
Yeah.
Great point.
Great
See,
point.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Such a good guitar hook. Yeah, we do need a new cult.
Well, yeah. Or
how are kids going to grow up in this decade and not have a cult to look back on and say, hey, remember when we were young?
Right.
The same way we did with Heaven's Gate. Think of how many kids right now, like if Tommy Olsen was here, he's here tomorrow, right? And we said, man, remember Heaven's Gate? He's going to go, no, I was three.
Right.
Right. but as a generation, we got to live through it. We need a new one.
Yeah.
For the kids, not for us. I mean, we'll love it too, but we need the kids to love it.
Yeah.
How many people died in that? Like 90?
Yeah.
80?
How many people died?
50, I forget.
Waco. I mean, when I think of the Cult, I think of their hits like this.
This is The Cure.
Oh. I thought that was The Cult. Sorry. My turn or your turn? I got a good one here, too.
Ryan, now are you looking up how many people died in Heaven's Gate?
Well, 41, I believe.
41, okay.
The number. I'm looking up.
All wearing Nikes, right? All wearing Jordans.
Yeah. Where were they going?
Hail Bop was the comet, that they had, like, the spaceship was behind it.
Really?
The Hail Bop comet was just the vehicle. The spaceship was inside the comet, and the only way to get to the spaceship was to kill yourself the right time.
That was
then
their
ploy? Your spirit would basically be lifted by the spaceship, and then you would be off and running out in outer space.
God,
people believe
in that? Bizarre. How do you buy into that? Ugh.
Yeah, some people do.
Yes.
I don't.
Because it doesn't exist, because that's nonsense, you're an adult.
Correct.
That is accurate.
Sky, 91, Lynx, 88. The Sky are not good, I believe, if I recall right. Didn't the Lynx just whoop the hell out of them not too long ago, like by 20?
Yes.
They lost by 3 yesterday. And a real bad final possession. The Lynx didn't even get a shot off in the final 20 seconds.
That's not good.
When they had a chance. Yeah, not good. What really matters, though, is this.
You can use Uber to hail a rickshaw in India. That's badass. That's how cool technology is. Have you ever ridden a rickshaw?
No.
Neither have I. I think it'd be fun.
I'd like to see you in one.
I've seen them when I was in Italy. I think. What's a rickshaw?
You tell me.
Is a rickshaw the thing where it's got like one horse and then a cart behind it?
I think it's a bike, usually.
Oh. Then I guess
I'd like
I don't
to
know
see you on the bike part of it.
Horse and carriage is different. So, yeah, usually it's driven by like a person on a bike with a carriage.
I guess I don't know what a rickshaw is.
They have them in Minneapolis, too.
I'm not riding. Are those the things
that are not available on Uber, though?
Are those the things with all the strip club indoor or yeah, advertisements on the back?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time before Lime has a rickshaw that you can just leave anywhere.
So how does that work? Do we know how those work? Is it like those bikes you can ride where you just put in a credit card number and you take it as far as you want?
Yeah, now so there's scooters and now there's bikes too, right? Where you just can leave them anywhere. You just drop them off.
Brilliant.
Or insane. I can't tell yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing either.
People.
Right? I'm not scootering or biking anywhere. I'm just going to drive or Uber somewhere.
The bikes always, have been around forever. I mean, not forever, but for like 5-6 years. But the scooters are brand new, and they are everywhere downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, they're right. They're always outside of my apartment.
That
always.
Idea is terrible.
Yeah, I think so.
I have no interest in that.
It's always just giant Todds riding them. Giant Todds.
How so?
Just man buns and man bags, and we're on our way to see a band no one else knows, so it makes us unique. I'm going to see a band at the 400 Club because 4 people will be there. Cool, Todd. Why don't you make your own beer that no one's going to drink? Idiot.
You loved craft beer. What are you talking about?
Good craft beer.
Yeah, well, what if Cape Cod Todd is whipping up a good
batch.
There's
no way hipster Todd is making it. Tastes like Raid. I'm not drinking Raid beer. There's no way some guy.
I'm going to trademark that.
Who, this is just a generalization, who likes soccer. I'm not pointing out any individual team, just soccer. There's no guy that likes soccer, rides one of those stupid scooters, has a man bun, makes good beer. That guy sucks. Hold on, let me get my license out. It's in my man bag. Shut up.
Why would that guy suck if he makes good beer?
He doesn't.
I feel like that's the type of guy, you just described that type of guy that would actually nail a homemade beer. I feel like he's got a better chance.
He's the guy that tells you about a beer that he drank that no one wants. It's like have you had this beer? No, what is it, Todd? Well, it's a mixture of honey, wheat, barley, a couple other things. What are those couple other things? Fruit snacks, shark bites, and of course, two gushers. I don't want that beer.
Can you like
that tastes awful. I don't want that. That's disgusting. Hold on, I gotta ride my Lime scooter around. Shut up. You're an adult. Drive a car. Now, I'm sure I'm going to get yelled at by one of the salespeople because I made fun of those Lime scooters.
But I doubt they're advertising.
Yeah, but people are sensitive.
Well, there you go. You lost the endorsement.
Don't care. I wouldn't. Well, one, like everything, if I can't do it, I hate it. I'm probably too fat to ride one.
Corey Cove here for Lime. If you're looking to get your man bun to your craft brewery before that big soccer game, check out Lime.com. That's Lime.com. Tell them Corey Cove sent you.
Shut up. Your turn.
Man, you hate a lot of things.
A lot. I got a lot of hatred. Ryan, I'm like Darth Vader.
Ryan, do you like a lot of our assessment that the meat sauce is the nicest mean person of all time or meanest nice person of all time?
Yeah, I heard that. I think when it originated like a month or two ago, I thought that was genius. Because
he's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
But he's such an a-hole.
He's got a great heart, but he can just melt down at any time.
See, but, and it works both ways, right? You could say, God, sauce is such an a-hole. But he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, it goes either right? way.
Either way, it works.
It's like zero res. You can spell it forward and
forward
backwards.
Forward and backwards, it spells the same. Tell him Corey Cove sent you. God, Ryan gets this bit. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this. Let's skip that story. That story sucks. The Vikings have practice against Jacksonville today and tomorrow at TCO. They square off against the Jacksonville Jags on Saturday at noon. Saturday at noon for a preseason game. At U.S. Bank Stadium against the Jacksonville Jaguars and Blake Bortles.
Before we get to what really matters, here's Doug Marrone, the coach of Jacksonville, on practicing with the Vikings.
I appreciate, you know, Coach Zimmer, you know, being open to it. I think, you know, it's an opportunity for us to go against, in my opinion, you know, probably one of the most talented teams in the league, if not the most talented team. I think they're a complete football team. I think they are... they have, you know, great discipline, and they have a lot of talent. So I think it's going to be a good, you know, couple days for us and a good test. And, you know, more importantly, it's a good way to get, you know, evaluations on players that are trying to make the roster.
Thank you, Doug Marrone.
God, we're going to check
that. How long are you going
to
talk?
He did talk a while, but that's what we need to do. I'm going to play sound bites of the Vikings. My turn.
He was a Jaguar. He's the coach of the Jags.
What did I say?
You said Vikings.
Well, too busy. I'm busy.
He was technically talking about the Vikings.
Yeah, thank you.
Remember back in the Mankato days when all the Vikings would have scooters?
No, they had bikes.
Or scooters.
Like adults.
Or Segways.
Sure.
Sure.
Or hoverboards.
Okay. Those aren't hoverboards.
And now they just walk.
They're wheelie shoes.
No, they just walk. What really matters is this.
The color orange was named after the fruit. Not the other way around. That's extremely interesting.
Because I think almost everybody would have guessed the opposite, right?
Yeah.
If you had to guess, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, the color orange or the fruit orange? I would have said the other way.
Wow. That's a really good one, Sauce.
Thanks, babe. I would have said the other way as well.
That's
just because
mind-blowing.
I'm going to agree with you because I don't know why it would be the other way.
That's sound logic.
Shut up. Scott Taylor's texting me. I don't care about him.
I was complimenting your logic. You told me to shut up.
Right. Because he's not listening. He's looking at his Twitter account and his text messages.
My mind is blown by that one, though. That's
yeah,
sweet.
Right. That's very interesting. I have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait. Can I say this last one?
We don't know.
The average man produces enough...
Well, just be careful how you say it.
The average man produces enough reproductive stuff in 2 weeks to impregnate every woman on the planet. And then the sixth one here is Peter North produces enough in 2 minutes to impregnate every woman on the planet. It was too far. I was yelled at yesterday for how bad I am at this job and how no one around here likes me, and I complain too much. So I'm trying my best.
A lot of that's true. You're like the nicest mean guy I've ever met.
If I don't like you,
you're the meanest nice guy I've ever met.
If I don't like you, I hate you. And there's no turning back.
Right. But if you like somebody, you're very nice.
Like you. I'm nice to you.
See?
I'm nice to Ryan.
But if you cross sauce,
no, don't cross me.
It's over.
Hot-ass Randy will beat you up.
Nicest mean guy of all time.
Which is a good quality to have.
Or the meanest nice guy of all time. Or you could just be the nicest guy of all time. That would be a better quality, don't you think?
I'm very nice. I just have a short fuse and a horrific temper.
Right. You're absolutely thoughtful, unless you're raging pure fire and anger at everybody that you see and is within earshot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're humble, you're nice, you're down to earth. Unless you get pissed off, then it's scorched earth.
Yeah, like your penis.
Mark Paris joins next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. She says it's like a sex act's bringing me down.
I went to a... You're listening to the Fan. You're listening to the Fan.
I think you see what they were able to do last year. You know, I think they feel highly about themselves and their defense, and they, you know, feeling the best in the league. And obviously, we feel the same about ours. And so, they did a lot of good things well. I think it showed, and the reason why they, you know, went pretty far last year, went the same as we did actually. And so, it'll be some good work for both teams. I feel going forward, so we can get better. At the end of the day, that's what it's about.
It's Latavius Murray talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, the team that the Vikings will practice against today and tomorrow and then play in preseason game number 2 on Saturday at U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't think it's homerish or biased at all to think that it's way more likely the Vikings repeat success compared to the Jags.
Is it now? Is your take simply based on the quarterback?
No, it's just overall depth and quality of the top 22 players.
Yeah.
The starters on both sides. I think Jacksonville had kind of a dream run, and they definitely are capable of doing it again. Again, if you're just saying who's more likely to repeat, I'd say the Vikings are more likely to repeat.
Well, and if you think about it, they were closer to getting to the Super Bowl than we were. I mean, they had some horrible turnovers against New England.
They had the lead.
Yeah.
They had a double-digit lead, I think, in the fourth
shocking
quarter.
Shocking conspiracy theory. I don't know one, but I just like saying that.
I think the Jags will be right back where they left off. I really do.
They're a good football
team. Their defense is fantastic.
Mark Parrish?
The Vikings, Paul Embert.
The Vikings and Jacksonville practice against each other today?
Yeah.
Is there something that can be said about not hitting your own teammate over and over again?
Oh, absolutely. It's nice to take out some frustration on somebody else and not feel bad about hurting them.
Well said. Did you play for a team in Jacksonville?
I think there is a hockey team in Jacksonville.
That was a trick question. I was going to see what you said.
You almost stumped me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And are we having that guy on to talk about the ticket thing?
Yeah, that guy, Jeff Anderson.
Mr. Maybe the most common name of all time.
Or so. Jeff Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
I know a couple of Jeff Andersons.
Tell us more.
That's it.
Okay.
Know a couple of them.
There's a new survey that polled 1,100 radio hosts from around the country.
Okay.
So 1,100 of us idiots. And the poll asked, do you have a face for radio?
I have the most handsome face in the building.
Wow. What percentage of radio hosts said they do have faces for radio?
Oh, it's got to be a big number. 85.
God, I was going to go with that. I'll go with 75.
Sauce, you saw it, right?
Yep.
Most of us apparently are pretty egomaniacal. 28% what? Said yes.
What?
Face for radio.
You're just...
11% strongly agree that they have faces for radio. And this is also shocking, but male hosts were twice as likely as females to admit that they have a face for radio. So not a lot of ladies out there going, yep, I'm hideous, that's why I'm here.
I can see that.
39% admitted they've dated a listener.
Why are you looking at me?
We had a contest to date you.
I wouldn't date a listener.
Married to a listener, does that matter?
Who, you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you married her first. That's different. I married someone who didn't listen, and now that we're married, doesn't want to listen. So I'm not married in any way to a listener.
I used to be married.
But not to a listener.
Oh, she hated you.
Man, I think you understand this survey at all.
But like, a listener is in like, you listen to the radio show, or you just are like a good listener?
To the radio show.
Well, I didn't understand it. I'm sorry that I'm not smart.
1% said that sex is the main reason to work in radio.
Why? Do some of us last as long as a commercial break? Jeez. If it's Viking season, I'd kill for that.
All I know is that when I was an intern, 22, 23, 24-ish years old, and I was watching the kinds of gals that the FM guys at KDWB were pulling down, and these were overnight guys. These were not even like remotely attractive dudes. And they were pulling down 8, 9s, and 10s. And I said, I'm on the wrong side of the dial. AM radio. And then we flipped to FM. And that's all you need to succeed in the world of radio is just flip to FM. That's and you it. Just crush. You could fart into the microphone for 3.5 hours. And you will quadruple anything on the AM.
Material doesn't matter.
What if you podcast?
Well, that's the future. So right now, if you're on FM, you're screwed. It's over for us. Unless you're on the forefront. So back in the day, we were dead weight with AM, and all the hot chicks were going to FM DJs. Now that we're on the FM, look around. You see like the Kate Uptons of the world, the Nina Agdals, the Carrie Russells, they're all dating podcasters.
Yeah, they are.
That's where it's at, man. Yeah. Podcast. Yeah, People want their shows when they want them, and hot chicks are like, I don't want to listen to you through my car. I want to listen to you through my iPod.
Yeah. No one has an iPod anymore.
Just, see, I'm so outdated. I'm on FM.
Yeah, I don't think you know.
I don't know what's happening.
So wait,
I'm not on the forefront.
Can you make money podcasting?
Absolutely not. But you can date hot chicks.
Yeah, but what if
not profitable at all?
Well, I date hot chicks. Three, and I'm not on a podcaster.
Mark Maron makes money. Joe Rogan makes money. That's it. Everybody else just does it for fun. But apparently, that's the next big wave.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
So.
How are you? See,
so
the fact
succeed,
that you're so not aware of this is part of the problem, Paul. When we have our creative meetings and I'm like, dude, what are we going to do next? We have to stay young. We have to stay hip. Have you ever once mentioned, let's do a hot new podcast?
Well, I had a podcast network for a while, but
that was your passion project.
Just to make fun of other people who take podcasting too seriously. And I'm too lazy to do it, even though I thought it was funny that I did podcast as long as I last in the bedroom, but
do you want to date a 10, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Date? Well,
yeah.
What about smooch? Because smooching 10s is way better than dating a 10. Smooching whales.
So what you're saying is you don't want to go out with a 10 if you just have to talk to her.
No, I like talking to 10s.
But smooching them is better.
Way better.
So it's when... Are you going to stop talking about your opinion so I can start smooching you?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
But you'd be shocked. Anytime I go out with anybody, I do the majority of the talking.
Shocking.
A couple reasons here. I'm interesting. I have great stories.
Super humble.
Very humble.
Best looking guy in the building. Super interesting.
I have the best voice in the building. Minus PA and the other guy that does the morning show. That's how I rank myself as a 25-year-old intern.
You're a top three.
I
top three voice in the Twin Cities for sure.
Yeah, but yeah, tens are sweet. Even nines. I mean, I'm a 1, maybe. My old teeth, I was a 0. I was a minus on the Richter scale. Because when I walked, it measured on the Richter scale. Boom! Making fun of myself. I've had too much caffeine. But yeah, podcasting. Go do it, kids.
I don't care.
Shut up, wench. Man, this is, you know... Have you guys, people who are in their car right now, and you're like, you know what? Yesterday, my boss got mad at me because he basically said I'm a disaster in the workplace. And you go, okay, today I'm going to kick ass at work. I'm going to get there on time. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to be prepared. I did all those the exact opposite way today. I'm not prepared at all. Now I'm just talking. You know what, man? Sometimes I wonder... And sometimes I think to myself, Paul, you are out of touch. Great point.
Parrish, earlier we were talking about the Atlanta Thrashers epically failing. I assume you played in Atlanta against the Thrashers multiple times?
Yep.
What went wrong?
Nobody came.
But why? Why does nobody go to Brave games? Nobody goes to Hawks games. Isn't Atlanta just a weird sports town in general?
Yeah, you know, which is funny because the guys that play there loved it. They loved Atlanta, but yeah, they just didn't draw well. They had a great rink, the Phillips Arena. It was just like a wall of suites. One side was just a lower bowl, and then it was just a wall of suites from on one side. So it just looks like there's a million of them.
Hmm. Kind of looked like the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Like the opening of the Muppet Show. Just everybody sitting up in balcony seats.
Exactly.
Mm. I miss the Muppet Show.
I do too.
Fraggle Rock.
Perry, can I ask you another question?
Please do.
It's about sports.
Okay.
Why is it that like the NFL, basketball, and baseball pride themselves on how popular they are during their off seasons, and the NHL really doesn't? The NHL like goes dormant for like a month, 2 months, 3 months at a time.
Everybody's on vacation.
Sure, but everybody in the NBA is on vacation. The NHL doesn't go out of their way to make themselves a year-round sport.
No, and that's something that's bothered us players for a long time is how the NHL markets us or markets themselves, whatever it may be. But yeah, it's almost like the NHL has just accepted that it's a niche sport and they're comfortable and happy with that. They know their fans are going to come back. Our fans are going to come back and they're just running with that.
Well, that was like the Tavares signing, right?
Yeah.
Is that was a quote-unquote big deal for about 6 seconds.
If that, right?
Right, in the country. LeBron. I'm sure it was a huge deal across the hockey communities in Canada. I'm sure it was a big deal. But
still talking about it in Canada.
That was the same weekend as LeBron James agreeing to go to the Lakers, and people talked about the Tavares deal for about a half a second.
Yep. Yeah, and I know they're still talking about it in Canada, but yet again, I'm sure even up there, the James deal trumped them.
James deal. He's rocked for a long time.
But that's part
time.
Of the problem, right, is just name recognition in general. Is even if, let's say, LeBron hadn't signed or agreed to the idea of going to L.A. that weekend, overwhelmingly most of the people would have said, who's going where? Oh, John Tavares. Who the hell's that?
Yeah.
Who does he play for? Is he a big deal? Yeah, he's a big deal.
Yes.
And he's switching teams.
Yeah.
And this is a big deal in hockey. But, yeah, a lot of people didn't care at all.
Yeah, he's easily one of the most underrated players in the last decade. Easily.
So you're commissioner of the NHL.
No.
What do you do to change that? What could you possibly do to make the average fan more into the individual players?
Just market the players more. Commercials, everything. They'll market their top five, whatever guys that they just kind of want to be, the stars of the league, Crosby, McDavid, Ovechkin, those guys. But they don't really spread it out at all. So,
what if we could do?
I'm not a marketer person. So I don't know.
I would put one of those outdoor games, winter classics, in the Midwest. That would be a start.
What if we gave like Matt Dumba his own late night talk show?
Like after Kimmel. Entertaining.
Like right after Kimmel.
Yeah.
What would it be called?
Just I don't know. Just
Dumba.
Matt Dumba.
That's not a good name. Let me come up with the names. I would call it Evening with Matt.
That's a terrible name.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. Carly Zucker will join us. She was not in yesterday, but she will be in next. Mark Parrish is here until 9. Ryan Donaldson, Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert. I'm Corey Cove. Vikings news is next, and they are practicing against the Jags today and tomorrow. We'll talk purple right after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
Football at the end of the day. You always like lacing your piece up and coming out here and playing football. So, like I said, you know, we know some of those guys on the team, you know, so, you know, like I said, we wouldn't mind seeing another team come out here and get some work out there. But we tired of seeing our defense.
It's Dalvin Cook, running back of the Minnesota Vikings, did not play in preseason game number one against the Denver Broncos. Not sure if he's slated to play Saturday or Week 3, Week 4. I don't know when they're going to throw him in there. It would be nice to see him at least a little bit in the preseason, but they're clearly going to be very, very careful. Don't want to mess up Dalvin. Carly Zucker joins the Power Trip Morning Show now. Hi, Carly.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities.
Thank you.
Carly, that's
We're so
Mark.
Glad
Mark,
to be back.
That's Carly.
Hi, Mark.
Good to see you again, Carly.
Ryan Donaldson, that's Carly Zucker. Carly Zucker, Ryan Donaldson.
Oh, hi, Carly.
Hi, RD.
Ryan, Mark, it's Mark. It's
oh,
Ryan.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Ryan.
Everybody,
what a great
that's
group.
Sauce.
Aww.
It's Paul over there.
I don't care.
Okay. How was Las Vegas, Nevada?
Oh my gosh, it was good.
Did you gamble at all?
Did not gamble at all.
What a waste of time. Why even go out there?
We spent so much more time on the strip though than we ever have.
Doing what? Shows, dinners, all that garbage?
Yeah, we had some friends come into town, so we spent time at the Palms because they just renovated it, and we went out to eat a lot down there.
Right. Well, hey, and so this is a dumb question, but since, as a gal that lives in Vegas a little bit, kind of now, right? Is the Palms the Strip? Because I would say no, if that makes sense.
I would just
or is that just a touristy take?
I would say, I don't know. I don't think that's a touristy take. I think that I would consider it part of the Strip because it's one of the major hotels right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that far away. So I just add it to the Strip.
See,
but
weird.
I mean,
everything that's across the freeway, so like the Palms, the Rio, or even like the Hard Rock, which is on that side of the freeway, but just the opposite way, like 7 blocks. I just think that's off Strip.
I mean,
as insane as that is, it's if you can't walk to it comfortably, it's off the Strip.
Yeah.
And I've never been to the Palms, and I've been to Vegas a billion times. I've never been to the Palms because it's off the Strip. Yes,
I would
Wales.
Go now. Yeah,
it's
Nice? I would say when I early 20s, not that long ago.
Yesterday.
So it was 2 years ago.
It was the spot to be at, and then I feel like over time it kind of faded out, and people kind of forgot about it. And now
was that the Playboy factor? Like when the girls next door was a big deal and they had that Playboy 100%. Nightclub bit. Do they still
Ghost
have that?
Ghost Bar was on
the Ghost
top
Bar.
Of it, and then Real World used to videotape there.
Right.
And then it kind of just faded out, and now they've brought it back. They have this great marketing plan where it's from dust to gold, and they've redone all the rooms. That's where those big suites were, where George Clooney stayed and Shaq. All the basketball players would stay because it's basketball. And so anyway, they've redone it all now, and it's phenomenal. Great restaurants. It's worth going. I think it's worth checking out.
If
you go there. But we know we do not gamble. Sorry, guys.
Man. It's like going to Oktoberfest and not having a drink.
You've retired.
Yeah, but you can gamble on sports.
Still bet on sports, even though I quit poker permanently.
Maybe you should just quit it all. You just hang it all up.
We all gamble every day, Carly.
Yeah.
How fast you drive.
Speed limit.
Yeah. Stock market. What you have for breakfast may be gambling the rest of your day on the toilet, you know, theoretically. Not really for me, because my diet's the same thing every day. I don't know how the rest of you people do that.
You got to be like clockwork.
S-girl? Literally.
That's what we're talking about.
Right? Like, even Jamie Lee Curtis is like, God dang. Guy's got it figured out. It's time for Vikings News.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown! You said that.
Presented by Petco.
Truck Accessories Pro. Yeah, we were talking earlier, Parrish. I'm not exactly sure the main reason outside of hitting other people to bring in another team, because much like a preseason game, I don't know what you're going to truly learn in a practice. I would be super curious to, and clearly they are, otherwise they wouldn't do it, right? There has to be a reason to do it outside of just not hitting yourself, but hitting other players from a different team. But otherwise, I wonder what like Mike Zimmer or Doug Marrone would say their number one goal is for these next 2 days of practices at TCO against the Jags.
You can analyze players. Sometimes players play differently against their own teammates compared to another team. Some guys tighten up. Some guys won't play as hard. There's a comfort level. Sometimes you play against your own team or practice against your own team, and they want to see what guys step up and see how hard they play, see how they do against some other opponent than one of their buddies.
Why don't we ask the head coach of Jacksonville, Doug Monroe?
That's not it.
Marrone.
It's Doug Marrone.
It's Doug Monroe. He told me today.
It's an opportunity for us to go against, in my opinion, you know, probably one of the most talented teams in the league, if not the most talented team. I think they're a complete football team. I think they are they have, you know, great discipline, and they have a lot of talent. So I think it's going to be a good, you know, couple days for us and a good test. And, you know, more importantly, it's a good way to get you know, evaluations on players that are trying to make the roster.
How about that? Doug Marrone or Doug Monroe, depending on who you ask, possibly the most talented team in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings. That's high praise.
He's a smart man.
And Parrish, you know, you could go, I mean, they could take their practice and, no offense, but go practice against Cleveland or one of these really bad, you're not going to get better practicing against bad opponents.
And you're not going to be able to judge if there's somebody on the bubble, final roster spots, and things like that. You're not going to be able to judge on a bad team because theoretically everyone should look better.
Are you guys asking Mark all these questions because he's played against so many different, like he's been on so many different
experiences?
I've heard a lot of different theories from a lot of different coaches.
He was trying to get better by playing on other teams, not just against other teams.
Right. I was just trying to make the squad, man.
Did you guys hear the Jacksonville bus driving on 494 from the airport to TCO? They just came flying down the street. It's just one of those days. Straight out of Jacksonville.
They took a bus?
Yeah, well, no, from the airport to
Eagle. Oh, I wasn't listening.
Pretty quick bus ride.
That's a long bus ride. How far would a bus ride? I'm going to Google
it. It's like 24 hours.
Okay, thanks. I didn't know. I worked with Expedia.
Well, I did a Daytona drive once right out of college. It was insane.
Spring break?
Spring break.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It was mostly terrible.
Yeah.
It's crazy what dumb young kids will put themselves through to save like $300, right?
Yeah,
that's true. Because
at the time, $300, like, I'm not spending $300, let's just drive. And then it's just 24 hours of hell.
And then when you get older, how much you'll spend to avoid something like that.
For sure.
You'll reason it in your head. You'll say, I'll pay the extra $200 to not have a layover here. But before, you do like three layovers to avoid paying an extra $100.
I want a $40 flight, but I'm willing to stop 16 times to get there. Now it's just, I'll spend two.
You're going
grand
to Florida, but you'll stop in Seattle and then Arizona and then over there. No.
24 hours with a bunch of dudes.
That sounds wonderful.
Driving to Daytona Beach. That's where I infamously on this show once said I'm not going to walk down 11 stairs of floors.
Were you drunk?
Beyond hammered. And I cannot tell you that stairwell, even in my drunkenness, I remember this. That stairwell was essentially a human petri dish. Like every fluid possible. Just like the fact that the elevators weren't working, it was, do you want to walk down like the bog of eternal stench or wait for the elevators? And we were so drunk and we were so tired of waiting for this elevator that was never coming back. We're like, where is this elevator? I'm not walking down those stairs of floors, as I said. It was disgusting. People hooking up in there, people puking, people fighting. It was disgusting. Wow. Again, back to your point, Carly. Think of how much money I would spend to avoid a hotel that had stairs like that.
Right.
Name
or
your price.
Other human beings.
Right. In general. That's why I stay in my basement.
Yeah. It's just cash. Spend it. Who cares?
Right.
I throw cash at everything.
We will talk to Jeff Anderson a little less than an hour from now from the Minnesota Vikings, because don't forget, the new ticket policy with the Vikings kicks in on Saturday. First game at US Bank Stadium. And somebody told me the Wild do this as well. Are the Wild all digital now as well for tickets?
My parents have season tickets, and they have a card, some sort of
almost like a credit card?
Yeah, exactly. They use.
Last season they had paper tickets still, because we gave some away.
Okay.
Promotionally.
I don't think they're fully,
but
I think with season tickets, they're probably trying to go that direction.
Gotcha. Because I think a lot of teams are, and I just assume every team has to rip this Band-Aid off, where people are going to be confused, people, especially older people like my dad, who does not have a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. What do you do with a phone?
I actually like the card system, because I feel like that would appeal to everybody.
Sure.
As long as you don't lose it. But.
And it is fair, because I would assume on some level you can't make everybody have a smartphone to go to a game. Mm-hmm.
That's like flash seats.
That's excluding a lot of people. Sure.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, too, is think about how cold it gets here in the winter. Like when there's a kickoff and it's 10 degrees below zero and people are tailgating, their phones are probably going to die.
Rosie.
Phones die in the cold out here.
Thanks,
so when
Radio
they go to the,
Shack.
You know, they're standing in line to get into the gate at US Bank Stadium. That could pose another problem.
That's You've got all the answers, Ryan. Oh,
now I'm concerned.
Thank God you're here.
I better not tailgate this year before the Vikings game.
Just go to a bar. Yeah. Bars whale.
Just watch it.
I don't know. I feel like nowadays almost everybody with phones has 15 different ways to charge it at any given moment. I have a charger in my car.
Mine is always dead.
I have one of those, the portable packs that have like four charges in my backpack in case my thing ever runs. Like,
you
my
have
phone-
a backpack, you're an adult.
That is a cute joke, but can you imagine how douchey I would look walking into this job with a briefcase?
Good point. Good,
yeah. I'm here to do the radio show.
Yeah, douchebag.
You should. You should have a briefcase.
All of my prep for my podcast is in my briefcase.
In my manila folders.
Right.
You have one of those locks on it where you have to unlock it?
Yeah. And my combination would be 1 311. Two.
Yeah, good point.
Three.
Briefcases are sweet. Like a really nice four. Briefcase.
I think lawyers are the only people should have one.
Yeah, my dad has one.
Yeah.
But he's a dog.
What do you think your dad spent in his briefcase?
Oh, I bet a lot. I bet it's fancy. I don't know if he uses one.
What's a good briefcase cost? I've never purchased one. Have you ever owned a briefcase, Parrish, or not even for travel? Not that you were like cutting deals on the road. I assume you had some kind of a double bag.
Like an overnight bag, with like a laptop bag, things like that. Never a briefcase.
I would buy a brand name briefcase if I were going to buy a briefcase.
Yeah, we would at Crystals.
Yeah, I would buy a Louis Vuitton briefcase.
Obviously.
So what does that cost? What's a Louis Vuitton briefcase cost? Like $5,000?
No.
$2,000?
$3,000 probably.
How do you spell brief?
How do you think you spell it?
B-R-E-I-F.
I before E.
It's close, but...
Close.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Yeah, the right letters.
I'm sure you can get them for
$10,000. I'll get two. Yeah. $900. Used. I'm not buying used.
Sauce.
Yeah, that's used.
People around here don't think you do much, right?
I do a lot.
Like what?
Watch porn.
Okay, but I mean, honestly, people around here don't think you do much.
I don't do anything.
What if?
Oh,
what if? What if? Think about this. Pay attention.
Bad hands. Hold on.
He's not paying attention.
He just never listens.
You asked him and he did not listen.
I need that one. Yeah, I'm buying it. Parrish, can I have your credit card?
I like that it has the cross shoulder thing, the over the shoulder.
Yeah, over the shoulder boulder.
No. I don't want you to have like a bag. I want you to have like a handle.
It does have the handles.
Like, but I want you to carry it. No, but see, that looks more like a bag.
No, it's got
to
be
badass.
I want you to have like a hard briefcase.
Yes. My birthday's in a month. That's
and
what I want.
I want you to walk around the office with that briefcase and just act like you're Don Draper. Act like you're a big shot. Never put anything in it.
We got paid today, right?
Some of us did.
I'm buying this.
Here's. You're buying a briefcase.
Yeah, it's $1,300.
This is the type that he needs.
That's what we're talking about right here.
Old school.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
you turned it off.
I hit the button.
What are you going to do with it, Paul?
It's got the
business papers in it.
What are your business papers?
Going to get some business cards made up?
Oh, they don't give me those. My complete sheet stuff?
That's a classic briefcase right
there. Carly and I have found the right one for you.
Classic briefcase.
The problem is you could get them for $200, or you could get them for
Samsonite, $60.
Thousands.
Yeah, I want $1,000.
Samsonite. I was way off.
I like having stuff where people think I have a lot of money, even though I don't.
You do have a lot of money.
Yeah, I spend it on stupid. I need the wallet too.
You have $90 shorts.
I'm about to have a $200,000 briefcase.
A flash with cash.
$200,000 or $2,000.
Scott Taylor's buying me one. I'm busy. I need that.
Do you guys ever get the feeling that he forgets that he's on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. He's having
I was listening a ton in Las Vegas and several times.
Several times he makes it abundantly clear that he forgets he's doing the show. Like right now, he's online shopping. He's texting with his friends.
He's reading his text messages.
He's basically out loud. Right, he's basically doing what he does at 9:01.
God, this thing's
when
so
you're
lit.
Done working.
Disappearing. Exactly. When his work for the day is done.
When you clock out.
And he opens his briefcase and there's nothing in it.
God, I need this briefcase. That's so sweet.
How much is that one?
12.
Dude, speaking of the Vikings, and this is technically Vikings news, think of how pimp you'll look walking into U.S. Bank Stadium in the media section with a briefcase.
You know what made, this one or just a brief, I'm going to bring a briefcase. I'm buying
this. Tom West and Bob Hagen will love you bringing a briefcase into the media.
Is there anyone who does when you go to these?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. They're all like 70 years old, but.
Sid definitely has a briefcase.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
That stupid ass recorder from 1974.
That's the other thing Sauce needs is a recorder at the microphone.
I'm not doing any work. I'm hanging out.
Yeah, you can tell which century some of us are from because everybody that complains about batteries at the press box is talking about their, you know, their charged battery. And of course, Sid's the one that still is replacing actual batteries that he got at Radio Shack.
Genius.
Can we go back to the battery conversation?
Of course.
And I interrupted you, but I don't understand how you can keep all of them charged because you have to charge the pack that goes on the phone to have that be charged if you need it in the future. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You only have to do that every couple of weeks because that holds like 3 or 4 charges, some of those things do. How often are you forgetting to charge your phone where you need to use that backup charger?
Well, like I could have charged, I'm at 21% and I could have charged it last night while I was asleep. but I didn't know where it was.
So they always say you're not supposed to do that, although almost everybody leaves your phone in plugged overnight.
What?
I guess that's not great for the long-term health of your battery.
Every night I do that.
Right, I do too.
I do too.
You're not supposed to do that.
Well, then I'm winning because I never charge it at night because I don't know where my phone is.
What I've been told by people that know, and I don't know if they are right or not, but is you're never supposed to let it go all the way to zero, and you're never supposed to let it sit at 100 for, like, you can't, once it hits 100, you don't want it to stay plugged in for the next 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. You want it to hit 100 and then unplug it.
I think these are iPhone myths.
Yeah, I don't know. Too.
As if, like, you've been duped.
Don't know.
Someone told you this and you believe it.
No, Pocky's let it get to zero.
There was logic behind it and it made sense when I heard it. Now I don't remember what the logic was because I said, cool, I'll try to adopt that. And then I haven't done that once. I plug it in every night, all night, and don't care.
Okay.
Never checking what it's at to begin with.
No.
Yeah.
No. But Carl, it's 7:55 and Carly's already at 21%. Off to a great start for the day. Fan 5 is next. Carly Zucker is here. Mark Parrish, Ryan Donaldson, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. I'm Corey Coven. This is the Power 2 Morning Show on The Fan.
It's not funny.
Celebrate the start of Vikings season with The Fan Saturday, September 8th at the official Vikings kickoff rally presented by Miller Lite. This free event happens all afternoon in the Commons Park outside US Bank Stadium. It will feature live performances by Randy Houser and the Chris Hockey Band, along with performances by the Vikings legends, Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders, Skull Line, Victor, and much, much more. Be there for the official start of Vikings season. More details, Vikings.com/kickoff rally.
One of the best ideas in terms of marketing that I've seen in a long, long time, the Budweiser bit that they're doing with the Cleveland Browns, yeah. Absolutely genius.
Genius.
The people at Budweiser have a new promotion, and it's only in Cleveland. They announced that they're trolling Browns fans this year by putting 10 full-sized refrigerators filled with free Bud Light in bars all over the city of Cleveland, and they automatically unlock if the Browns win a game, or when the Browns win the first game.
Wow. That's so good.
It's such a genius bit.
Yeah.
If you've seen it on Twitter, yeah, these are, you know, pretty big refrigerators, yeah. And they are locked. And I don't know how they're going to give those out when, let's say the Browns win game 4 or whatever, right? And those things unlock. Does the bar hand them out one at a time? Is it a free-for-all? Like, what happens when the door actually opens?
It should be a free-for-all. That's what I think it should be.
It's gonna incite that'll cause riots. Chaos.
First
yeah.
come, first serve.
I wonder how that works.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Genius bit.
Yeah, it's genius.
And they're getting tons of pub, and they deserve it. Whoever came up with that idea at Budweiser is a genius.
Yeah.
The Don Draper of Budweiser just nailed that one. That's a great bit.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
What happens? Like, how long can beer stay fresh if it stays in a refrigerator?
Maybe a year.
Is it a year? Ryan, any idea?
Yeah. Because otherwise, if it's bottled like that, I think it should be a year.
Because what if, and they won't, but what if they go 0-16?
Yeah. I don't know.
They won't,
yeah,
though.
They won't.
They won't.
But you're right. Approximately 8 to 12 months, according to Google.
I mean, not the end of the world. Okay, not the end of the world. Clearly, Budweiser could unlock the refrigerators and stock it with fresh beer for next year. But it would be a better bit if you never unlock them until they win. To unlock them and then restock them is not quite as fun as making them wait.
God, if they go winless, they're going to need those beers way worse. They should all get them if they go 0-16.
That's such a good idea, though.
What a great bit.
Yeah, 0-16 are the first win.
Yeah.
Should be it, yeah.
Either way, they get the beer.
Think if they went 0-16 back-to-back years. They won't because they've got way more talent offensively.
They're going to be pretty good this year, yeah.
Yeah. But,
so if you are a Browns fan and you live close to a bar that has one of these 10 refrigerators, and you're at home watching the game, you're not even at the bar, and they're up by 6 in the third quarter, do you just slide over to the bar just in case? Just to be a part of it in case that door unlocks and the whole place goes nuts because, you know, 100 of you are getting free beer?
Plus,
I wonder how many bottles are in that thing. Maybe more than 100, but
not even that. It's also a brilliant idea because now you're going to go to that establishment and watch Brown games, even though you wouldn't. basically gets you in the door. So you spend, you know, $80 during the game on other refreshments and food. And then when the game's over, if they win, you have a bunch of Bud Light.
But it's not even a part, to me, it's not even about the free beer. It's about being the experience of being at the bar when the refrigerator unlocks.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Right? It's, I don't know, I think, man, I just can't tell you how much I love this idea.
I think it's an unbelievably brilliant idea.
Watch other teams adopt like derivatives of this in stadium or with their partners as well.
Derivative. This, that word this might, always screwed me up.
This might be a little bit of a trend setter with teams. Maybe not even their, you know, their beer sponsors. You could just come up with ideas like, hey, whenever we win our first game, X happens.
Teams should start doing that. You're right.
And it doesn't have to be football. It could be do it with hockey, do it with basketball, do it with baseball, do it where a win happens more frequently or faster. And obviously, we've seen it in sports for a long, long time. Hey, if we score 100 points, you get a free taco at Taco Bell, or, you know, stuff like that. That's happened for a long, long time. And a lot of times, people go nuts, right? People will stick around for the end of a game just to watch some random basket be scored, just so you can go crazy over free food. Food that costs like $1.50 or something, right? But it's, hey, we got it for free.
Free cherry berry.
Right.
It's the best.
It does kind of kick ass.
Love when that happens.
All right, time to do some Fan 5, and it's brought to you by our friends.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
At CarX.
Put the bone in Zamboni.
Who's on 7?
I'll give you 78 guesses. Two of them don't count.
Is it a member of the Power 2 Morning Show?
Yeah.
So it's Chris calling back?
Yeah, and he's in a bar drunk.
Okay. Hi, Chris.
Hey. What's happening, guys?
What's changed in the last hour?
I am sitting at a bar called Charlie Carney's, right?
You're what?
Charlie Carney's. Charlie Carney's.
Charlie Farted?
Can I hand you guys
a phone
to a gentleman by the name of John who is working behind the bar here who'd like to tell you about the national sport of Ireland?
Sure.
Okay, this is a guy named John, but it might be Sean, but I think it's John. Okay, so hold on. Here it goes. This is John or Sean.
Yes, sir. On the radio.
Hi.
Sean in Paddock County, in Dublin.
Oh, that's the greatest voice of all time. He's obviously not using his T-Mobile phone.
It's too bad, because you can tell he's got a great Irish accent.
Yeah.
Well, that went really, really well. Mark Parrish joins the Pirates Good Morning Show. Hi, Mark.
How are you guys doing?
That was riveting.
I was really looking forward to hearing that guy's accent, too.
Yeah. I think he said something about the paddock.
Yeah.
I think so.
So he said the horse track.
We hope he said that, at least.
Something like that.
Yeah. That was fun. How are you, man?
Good. How are you
good
doing?
Good to see you. I'm doing great. Absolutely great. You're bringing your buddy Paul Martin in on Friday to play initials.
Yes. He wants retribution. He feels he embarrassed himself a little bit. So
he went goose egg last time, or did he get one?
I thought he got one.
Did he get one or zero?
Actually,
I thought he got one.
That does sound familiar. I think he did get one. Either one, he was not satisfied.
Well,
and he's looking forward to
a
off to look it up. I don't remember how he did. Anyway, what's new with you?
One sounds familiar. Oh, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Running a little late. Sorry, forgot it was recycling. Mama went shopping. So.
Yeah. Forgetting recycling's a bitch, right? Because then you got to wait 2 weeks.
Yes.
And if your recycling bin is full, like, I don't want to call the recycling company and pay to have them swing out here just because I'm stupid and forgot.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a big miss. It's a big miss when you miss recycling day.
I've stood on top of the cardboard and jumped up and down to make a little bit more room for the following week if I've forgotten.
Yeah. Now, when you are thinking about recycling, do you rip and tear all of your cardboard, or do you just start heaving it in there and hope that you don't fill it up in 2 weeks?
Actually, we don't. We just make a pile of cardboard because we know if we don't break it down, it's not fitting.
Right.
That's right.
You go through that much cardboard?
Yeah. I should probably keep a closer look at the credit card statements.
Yeah, I wonder what you guys.
But, how much Amazon stuff do you buy?
So many Amazon boxes. So many.
Yeah.
Prime, everything.
Yeah. I hate ripping cardboard.
Yeah.
Shocking. I'm the only one in the house that does it.
Ditto.
Yeah, so sitting there in the garage, especially in the winter when it's
freaking freezing, Mr. Bigglesworth, and I'm sitting there ripping cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing. It's Christmas time.
Doesn't Randy rip boxes?
I don't think so. No. And, you know, she's ordered 8.9 billion things on Prime, and all I have is credit card debt and Amazon boxes.
Yep.
It's a holiday spirit.
I'm pretty sure she's the one that started that tradition in our family about just piling it up until I finally take care of it. But, yeah. You know, pick your battles.
You ever been to Ireland?
I have.
You have?
Yep.
Your Northern thoughts? Ireland,
Belfast. It was awesome. Hmm. People are very, very nice.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
There's a pub on every corner.
Drinking whales. A
lot of drinking in Ireland. Let's try it again. Back to Ireland and Chris Hockey. Hi, Chris.
Red, red wine.
Oh, my God. What the hell is happening?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I am drinking some sweet whiskey right now. And John, and I don't know if it's John or Sean. It's still unclear. But he tried to talk to you, and then he said you were gone. So my apologies about that.
That's all right. We could hear nothing that he was saying. He was cutting out.
Oh, okay. Well, he was trying to tell you about their national sport, which is something called hurling. You know what hurling is?
Hurling?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's called hurling, and
never
it's
heard of
about
it.
Using a stick. Yeah, me neither. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You guys seem thoroughly bored with me right now.
We're
bored with hurling.
Hurling is an outdoor team game of ancient Irish origin. The game is prehistoric and has been played for 4,000 years. It's basically like land hockey.
Like lacrosse mixed with field hockey.
Yeah.
I understood about every third word, but that's basically what he was trying to tell me as well. And I thought it would be fun if you guys actually talked to a regular Irish guy and then tried to discern whether you were talking to me or him, because my Irish accent is spectacular.
Are you doing it? Let's hear you do it again.
What if that was me and you guys think it wasn't me, but it was me?
All right, hand the phone to Sean, but have it be you, and let's see if we can pretend and see who the difference is.
Sean. Here, take the phone. John. Yeah, it's the guys back at the radio. They're back on.
This will be worth it.
Well, hello, guys.
Hi, John.
I'm
Sean. Where are you from?
It's Sean. It's good to talk to you. I'm from the Blarney down by the sea with the bush.
Have you been drinking, John Sean?
Oh, no, I'm working behind the bar. I can't do that. I can't get away. I've got to serve the drunken Americans who come in here. And the one guy that handed me the phone's got a huge penis.
Tell us about hurling.
I'd like to tell you about hurling. It's a sports, the national sport of Ireland, which is where I'm at right now. My name's John Sean. I grew up here, and I work behind the bar here at this bar. hurling is when you drink way too much whiskey and you throw up. That's what you do. You guys want to hear more about the guy that handed me the phone?
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that bit.
That guy has got a huge wiener, you can tell. And he's super suave. The Irish ladies won't leave him alone. and right now he's trying to fend off the ladies by running across the street right now, like Frogger. What's up?
Man.
I'm sorry. It's John Sean.
John Sean, what are you looking for in Ireland?
What am I looking for right now?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a warm place to lay me where he had, if you know what I mean. As I could do, har, 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 yar, giddy, yar, yar.
All right. Thanks, Sean John.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you one more thing. Can I tell you one more thing before you hang up?
Sure.
Are you guys still there? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny joke? Can I tell you a joke that the people of England... Can I tell you a joke that the people of England seem to think are really really kind of offensive, but we here in Ireland, we love this joke.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to. Okay, now listen, I don't think this is funny myself, but I know people do. So, Princess Diana, you know about her, right? She died in a car crash. It's been a while, right? Jesus. You guys are with me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you with me? Do you guys know? Hello, is anybody there? This is John Sean. I'm a bartender. Anybody? Hello.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You were
yes,
saying,
John, okay, cool. Sean.
I need to know you're still there. I'm sorry. I'm calling you from 4,000 miles from here. I don't even know where I'm at. So Princess Diana gets to heaven and she's got this halo and everybody's like, look at the size of the halo. And Princess Diana, she just got here. It's unbelievable. Well, Mother Teresa's a little pissed off. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's very offensive to her because she was a saint. You know what I mean? And she's Mother Teresa. And so she goes up to St. Christopher and she says, Christopher, why in the world does Princess Diana have such a huge, huge halo on her. But me, I was a saint. I said, the point, I washed their feet. Why do I have such a tiny halo compared to Princess Diana's giant halo? As St. Christopher said to her, Father Teresa, I love you. You just got to watch your jealousy. That's not a halo. That's a steering wheel.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Thanks, John. John.
Wow.
I love you, sons of bitches.
I caught zero logic in all that. And that last bit, pure gibberish.
Remember when I told you when I was looking at his Periscope on Twitter about a week ago that when he was sucks. In Sturgis? Parrish, you'll relate to this. How much fun it is to be drunk and be around other drunk people, but how awful it is to be sober and around other drunk people? Because everything Chris and his friends were doing in Sturgis, I'm like, that looks like an effing nightmare.
Yep.
Hanging out with those guys.
Yep.
That phone call, example B, of how annoying drunk people can be when you're dead sober at 7:14 in the morning.
And he I'm sure he'd be a lot of slept. Fun.
No, if I was super drunk, I'd be like, that's the greatest bit ever.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
this joke.
Yeah.
But sober, it's like, for God's sakes, yeah, John, Sean, wrap it up.
How get long are you going to talk?
Yeah, this button fits.
You bored my guest right. with ears with a story that made absolutely no sense.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Right.
That was the longest joke I've ever heard.
And most of us heard that joke 20 years ago, so it's like, get to the steering wheel part. Jeez.
It's not funny. Painfully unfunny.
We're going to come back in a couple minutes.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Power Trip Morning Show. Back after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
Hey, Fantasy Football Training Camp back again for 2018 thanks to our friends at Crown Royal and Avani's. You can join Charch and the Fantasy Football Weekly crew this Saturday, August 18th at the Canterbury Park Expo Center starting around 4:30 p.m. for the 2018 Fantasy Football Training Camp. KFAN.com, keyword events for more info.
Cops in Toronto are looking for a pretty heavy-set white guy in his 30s who walked into a grocery store last week and stole $250 worth of Axe body spray.
Go on.
What? He cleared off two whole shelves like it was supermarket sweep, and then he tossed the cans into a bag. Then he walked outside and hopped into a getaway car, because why wouldn't you have a getaway car if you're stealing Axe body spray?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why does the story have to say he's heavy set?
Because
why can't they just say he's
the
a
joke
guy?
Is he's stealing essentially deodorant, that maybe he's like this overweight, heavy, sweaty guy, and he's got to use extra deodorant to keep from smelling the place up.
Couple things here: us fatties don't sweat that much, and the sweatiest human being on the planet is across from you.
Who, Ryan?
Me, yeah.
Ryan.
I am.
Ryan. Are you that Ryan. Sweaty?
It's completely uncalled.
Yeah, no,
that's rude.
It's true. Yeah. He's seen me on the golf course.
Yeah.
I can drip sweat from the brim of my hat.
That's disgusting.
A couple buddies like that.
Yeah.
How do you pull that off?
Very carefully. No, it's just the humidity, man. I don't do well on it.
Sure.
Parrish. Stay hydrated.
Sweatiest dude you've ever played with.
Sean Bates.
Wow.
That was quick.
Yeah. Not even at all times. It doesn't matter. Freezing
now,
cold, he is sweating.
Now,
he just sweats.
Sweatiest dude you've ever played hockey with.
Still Sean Bates.
Sean Bates, huh?
Yep. Boston boy.
Carly, I don't know how you would know this, but how sweaty is Jason?
He's medium sweaty.
He's a medium sweat.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need Axe body spray on demand. Like, he can wait.
He's pretty he's pretty sweaty.
Go on.
The worst smelling hockey player I ever stood next to in the Wild locker room when I used to do go get sound and stuff for the station back in the day. And it was mainly his hands. That's a constant problem with hockey players, right? His hands were awful, but I didn't want to stand anywhere near him almost any time with his Willie Mitchell.
Mm.
From 10 feet away, I'm like, I don't like this job anymore. I'm just here for the pretzels.
I quit.
Off the top of your head, smelliest guy you ever played with?
Sean Bates.
Wow.
Sean's having a rough day.
He needed some Axe body spray.
No, without naming the names, the Russians, man, some of them just don't believe in using soap. They'll go in there and just rinse off after a game, and that's it. Be in there for about 10 seconds and get out. And that always just grosses me out.
Now, if you're just your everyday average room and you want to skip soap in a shower, you know, once in a while, that's not the end of the world. But after a long workout or an NHL hockey game,
yeah,
the stench factor is probably through the roof, and water is probably not enough.
No.
Just general wear and tear. Like, I don't know, like, let's say, for example, I don't know, you're binge watching a show on Netflix in your ice cold basement. Is it super necessary to use soap every day?
No.
No, you probably should, though.
The main areas.
Right, as George Carlin once said,
there you go.
Armpits, crotch, and teeth.
Yep.
And sometimes you can use the same brush on all four key areas.
Saves time.
Wow.
Oh, that is.
God, that put a horrible picture in my head.
Oh, man. No.
You could start with your teeth.
Right. Yeah, obviously.
Are you throwing away your toothbrush every single time then?
Well, yeah, if you're flushed like I am, who cares?
Parrish, I decided to Google Sean Bates so I could have a little image on there.
Yeah.
And one of the first stories pops up is about you pulling an old switcheroo on Sean Bates, something to do with his mattress.
Oh, yeah.
What's that story?
Yeah, what's that all about? You're one of the first people that pops up when you Google Sean Bates.
Hey, we were roommates for 4 years. I think we were in Toronto, and we went out, and you know, if you come home early, you tend to screw with your roommates. Or
prank him a little bit.
Roommates, whatever it is. And we flipped his mattress, put his mattress underneath the box spring, and not only did we flip the box spring over, so it was just like those 2x2s or 2x1s, whatever. And he just dove head first, thinking it was myself and Isbister or Dave Scatcherd, who did it, were still sitting up. We actually felt really bad because he just dove in there expecting to be a bed, and it hurt. I mean, he had a lot of bruises, and they were all like perfect lines, like Tommy Boy. Hmm. Not here, but right here. Right here. Oh, it was, yeah, we actually kind of felt bad about that one. He usually sits down.
What a story, Mark.
That is a good story. What if he had been hurt so badly by that he would have missed time? That would have been one of the all-time injuries.
It would have been funnier.
A box spring mattress prank goes bad, and Sean Bates, sweaty, stinky Sean Bates, is missing time.
Where is he now?
Worse injuries off the ice that have costed time.
No, that's true. There's some freak ones. Where is he now? What's he doing?
Boston. He's bubble boy. He doesn't go anywhere near. Whenever he had a day off, he drove from New York to Boston. He's Medford for life.
Hmm. The Angry Dragons.
He's actually coaching high school hockey out there, too.
So he's like Ben Affleck.
Something like that.
But probably better
listening to this
Batman.
And maybe pretty sad that he's been called the sweaty, smelly guy.
Probably.
Carly, he may call himself that.
Can you tell the story you were saying when you first walked in off air about your husband in Las Vegas? Can you tell that story?
Yeah.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
Go see him.
Go see him in St. Louis Park for the best jewelry in the Upper Midwest. Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. We're big fans.
The best.
So your husband is Jason Zucker. I think we've made that abundantly clear on the Power Trip Morning Show. You guys were in Las Vegas, and you went to dinner.
We did. So, well, we went on a trip to, we went to California. So this was in California.
Oh.
We were with a couple, Englunds. He plays for Vegas. We're really good friends. Derek Englund. Yep. Okay. We all live in Las Vegas, and the kids play together. So we all went on a family trip to California. And they're really good friends with Luca Spiza and his wife.
He took a pill on Ibiza.
Spiza. And they played for Vegas. So we were going to dinner, and Melissa asked me, is it okay if this couple joins us? Of course. No problem.
So that's great. Derek's wife.
The more the merrier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we sit down to dinner, and I don't think Jason realized it right away, or maybe he did, but he leans to me within 2 minutes into the dinner, and he's like, that's the guy who broke my collarbone. And we have the reason that was funny to me was because we kind of have this joke about my list of people that have done things to him. Have wronged him on the ice. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously a joke, but there's like four people on this list, and he was one of them, but I didn't know that that was his name.
It didn't register?
Yeah, because Jason was having a career year that year, and all of a sudden, and he breaks his collarbone a freak hit.
Okay, I was going to say, remind me of the play, because I don't remember, was it a dirty hit?
No, not at all. It was kind of a freak hit, and Jason actually stayed on the ice for almost a minute after the broken collarbone and just kept playing. But you see him not using that arm, obviously, but he just stayed out there and didn't realize how bad it was. And so he leaned over to me and he said, that's the guy who broke my collarbone. And so I, instead of being like just nodding and keeping this quiet, try to make the dinner as awkward as possible. And we had just met them. But so, I mean, he doesn't know what I'm like. and neither does his wife.
So he might just think you're being a total
bitch. Right, totally. Because they have no clue.
Jason's wife is awful.
Yeah, because they don't know at all my personality.
Sure.
And so I just call him out right away. I'm like, oh my God, you two. I'm like, is this the most awkward dinner of all time? Because did you know, Luca, that you broke Jason's collarbone on his career year?
Mm-hmm. And now, did you say it with a smile or did you straight face?
I was laughing. I was laughing.
Well, that softens it though, right? If you had straight faced him, he might actually think you were serious.
But I was sitting back. I mean, I was sitting back like, this is going to happen. Like, hey guys, like, ding, ding. Yeah. Like, let's go after it.
Let's fight.
Yeah. But, and Luca felt so, he felt so bad. He's like, I do remember that. And I feel so, he was the nicest guy.
Did he buy dinner? Bad.
No, we split dinner.
What an a-hole.
No, it was England's anniversary. We split it with Spisa. So yes, I suppose we shared it. But yeah, it was really funny. He was playing Vancouver at the time. I loved that.
I have a similar story when I was in the locker room. When Derek Boogaard and I were the first ones into the change room. And Todd Fedoric walked in after he just got traded. And the last time they saw each other, Boogaard caved in Fedoric's face. And they'd never met or anything. And I'm standing between these two giants kind of looking around going, God, do I have to get a trainer in here? Because if something happens, I can't do anything to stop this. Mm-hmm. And, man, they came in. They were best friends from there on out.
Mm-hmm. Right, what a
Fedoric
story,
came
Mark.
In and just started, oh, God, I'm glad I don't have to face you anymore for crying out loud. And they just made a joke about it and went on. But it's part of the job,
if
man.
If you're both fighters, don't you just know that's the role?
Yeah, it's part of your job. Exactly.
It's a brotherhood.
Sometimes MMA fighters will get their asses kicked and then hug the guy that just whooped their ass.
Oh, go out for beers after.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
that was the same. Neither of them cared. I mean, it was totally fine. I wanted it to be a much bigger deal than
probably would have been, honestly, a nightmare if it had been a dirty hit or an intentional hit.
Totally.
Then it would have been, I'm not getting dinner with that idiot. He cost me a half a season or whatever it is. But the fact that it was a freak thing, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
I wish he would have just straight-faced it, though.
Like, I can't, though. I'm not good at that.
Jason, isn't this the guy that broke your collarbone? And
I just tried to be.
And then cost us money. And I got up and walked away for a bit.
Like, I can't even look at you.
Or water at him.
Uncomfortable silence.
Oh, yeah, this is the guy that broke your collarbone and sent you into a deep, crippling depression for 6 months.
Right,
great,
this is the guy. This is the reason you got 40 WIs in a week.
Right, remember when you had to go to marriage counseling because we were fighting so much because of your broken collarbone? Yeah. Oh, great. This is
where
you
destroyed our lives, Luca.
Oh, no, great. Thanks for the mozzarella sticks, Luca. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for not picking up the tab. This is the guy that drove you to a crack addiction. Remember when you gained 700 pounds because all you did was sit around and eat because your arm didn't work?
Augusto, sweetheart, save some room for later.
Sounds like a nice little meal, though.
It was great. It was fun.
What'd you have? What'd you eat? What'd you order?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember.
Where'd you go?
Like Raising Cane's, or where were you?
No, it was Monarch Beach Resort, their restaurant there. I don't know.
Did you have a briefcase with you?
Yeah.
I did not take
a briefcase of Raising Cane's. More with Jason and Carly? How about Mark and Carly?
Call me whatever you want. You can be Jason.
Sure.
Whatever.
Ryan Donaldson's here. Paul meets Austin Lambert. I'm Corey Coven. This is the Power to Your Morning Show. We're back after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
Hang with Meat Sauce at the T-Mobile store at the IDS Center on Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus, he'll be hanging out with special guest Jose Barrio, star pitcher of the Minnesota Twins. KFAN.com. Keyword events for more info.
Carly, this is a weird one, so stay with me.
Okay, I'm on it.
Do you feel like you are emotionally unstable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fully. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
There's a new study that suggests, this study, by the way, is in the Journal of Sex Research, that suggests women who are emotionally unstable tend to be better in bed.
Oh, true story.
I would argue, I don't know if I've ever met a woman not emotionally unstable. At least the ones I've dated.
Anyone emotionally stable.
Yeah. Maybe you have to be just emotionally unstable to date or marry me. This. Maybe I'm being mean to gals when really it's just the gals that date me have to be emotionally unstable.
That's probably
put up with me.
That's probably true.
You're worth
Angie's
putting
perfect,
up with,
though.
Corey.
Yeah, and Angie's perfect.
You have a sweetheart.
She's clearly emotionally unstable.
Oh, yeah. Todd out!
Daddy's enjoying this.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
What does it say about guys that are emotionally unstable?
Says
they cry a lot.
They almost always, absolutely. They a lot of self-pity, and they a lot of times they spend money to compensate for their empty soul.
Or last as long as a YouTube ad.
Right, there's that too.
Skip it after 5 seconds. It's a funny joke. That's part of my stand-up.
Yeah, I mean,
I use it a lot, but
you
it's
do
funny.
Use that joke quite a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry if I use the same material over and over again. Meets us, you're stupid. You say that all the time. Sometimes I feel like I forget I'm on the air.
Time goes by pretty quickly. Ryan Donaldson and I were talking about that off the air like an hour ago about how when you're an adult, the fast forward button seems to get hit on life. You agree with that, Mark?
Totally.
Like when we hit 30.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Then it just
life steps on the gas.
30 to 38 has taken me about 6 seconds, right?
I think it's when you have kids, though, too.
Kids for
some
sure.
Yeah, for me, true. I mean, obviously, that's just my experience. But when I had Sophia, every year started going faster and faster.
Right.
And I feel like it's so true. And it's probably just I get older, too.
It's the cycle of a career, right? It's like work weeks end up kind of seeming to be the same, and they just kind of blend together. Kids fast forward the whole... Point is... How quickly can 30 years fly by? Because it's the 30-year anniversary of New Kids on the Block and their Hangin' Tough album. And they're going to do a show at the Apollo Theater to mark the 30th anniversary of Hangin' Tough.
Is it going to be on TV, or can we find that somewhere if we're not at the show?
I don't know. Let's just go there and see it.
Yeah, let's go.
Don't do that, Corey. This band's nowhere near as cool as NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys is I wanted to see out in Las Vegas, and I have not.
Because of, hold on, hold please. I wish I was good at this job like Rocky is. Because of, Carly, this song. This is one of the greatest songs of all time. Thank you. I've been trying hard lately.
It shows.
Oh, Carly, we go to Crystal's, have cocktails,
oh my God.
Shop, then go to Planet Hollywood. And see this band.
I am so in. I could not be more in.
What are you doing this weekend?
Done.
Let's go.
Going to the shopping.
Oh, how good is this song?
So good.
Parrish, was your wife into New Kids on the Block back in the day?
Oh, I'm sure. She might have been a little young for that, but I'm sure she was. Backstreet Boys for sure.
Oh. When they played with, what was that country band, Parrish, that I saw?
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, this band wails.
And Nelly
most wailed.
Eclectic concerts I've ever been to. Yeah, it was.
That show was sweet.
Yes, it was.
Oh. Carly's still dancing to it. Hear you say. Brilliant.
Dane Cook is 46 years old. You guys are familiar with Dane Cook, right? The stand-up comedian?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very polarizing, right? Some people like Dane Cook. Some people absolutely loathe
He fell off
Dane
the map,
Cook.
Though, I was going to say, I haven't heard of him in a while.
Right, but I think a lot of comedians hated Dane Cook because he went from a grinder to a superstar almost overnight. And I think a lot of people felt like they got jumped over and they were jealous that he was selling out arenas. It was strange, right?
Weren't there arguments that he had taken jokes from people?
Yeah, and there were some theft accusations as well. But he's a really good storyteller, stand-up comedian, right?
He gets so into it physically. He's very good at it.
Dane's made me laugh before.
His Kool-Aid bit.
Right. His Mortal Kombat bit. He's got some funny bits, man. Point is, he's in the news because he recently discussed his relationship that he's having right now. He's currently in a relationship. He's 46 years old.
Oh.
The gal that he's dating is 19.
Daddy's enjoying this.
46 and Rosie. 19.
That's so crazy.
Just for perspective, because Mark, you're not 46. Chris Hockey is 47, right? I think 47.
I think he'll be 48.
So this would be Hockey dating a college freshman.
Daddy's enjoying this.
Rosie Gross.
That's so creepy.
That is
so
horrifying.
Yeah. If Hockey was like, this is my girlfriend, I'd be like, what do
you mean your daughter?
Yeah. No, my girlfriend.
46.
I mean, you're young.
I'm 33.
Oh, okay.
I can't date 19
year olds. Yeah, and wouldn't you feel?
I would feel beyond
so creepy.
Oh, my friends would disown me. I would.
Daddy's enjoying this.
No.
I mean, Rosie. Oh no.
I dated a 20 when I was 25. I dated a 19 year old, and it freaked me out.
Daddy's enjoying this.
It that made me uncomfortable that she was like 6 years younger.
Be embarrassed to say that age, like teen. She's still a teen.
Right.
She's younger than me.
I was like, can you call me back? Right. Yeah, but still. Right, but now, like, my wife is...
Jason's 17?
Right.
I can't get into bars. Think about that.
I know, and it's crazy, because now my wife is like 5 years younger than me,
and that gap doesn't feel
much because she's
the boss.
Of course, yeah.
So it's weird to have somebody younger than you telling you what to do all the time. But so 5 years at my age now is zero gap. But 6.5 years when I was 25, 26 years old freaked me out. Like this guy was just in high school like 2 years ago. Call me back when you get to be 21, and then I'll be like 27. And then it still didn't work out.
Oh, anyway. That's awful. What did he say? That makes me feel so differently about... I mean, I didn't love Dane Cook, but I really liked him. Mm-hmm. Like his, I liked listening to his stand-up. And this makes me...
What if he's in love?
Yeah.
Why are you judging?
I am so judging hard.
Why are we ripping on Dane Cook, and yet Hugh Hefner we think is a god for what he did for so many years?
Did I say that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying guys in general.
No, humans did, Carly, not you. Everybody else thought it was badass what Hugh was doing.
Yeah. Duh.
Dane Cook.
What's the difference?
What if she...
I'm not saying I agree with Carly, what's the difference?
Would it be different? Let's say all we know right now is that she's 19.
Right.
What if instead of just some Instagram model, what if we found out she was a 19... What if she was basically like Amal Clooney in the making? She was 19, but she was going to school. She's going to be like this big-time lawyer. She's like an environmental activist. She does all this great work for society. Like, she's unbelievably smart. She's in Mensa. She just happens to be 19 and hot.
Daddy's enjoying this.
Then would you say, wow, Dane's got like a jackpot gal here. She's super young, but... I mean, she's that, like the total package.
I still think that age gap is just too far apart. That's almost 30 years. That is so awful.
27, sure.
That is awful.
Oh, I didn't even think about it that way. The math part of it. I didn't realize it was almost 30 years.
Why did...
I would date a 69-year-old. Well, I'm not 39 yet. Never mind. That math doesn't...
I'm not great at math either.
I'm not good at math.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now, and they are numbers.
Genius. I love that bit. Hey, Carly, did you ever watch Blades of Glory?
The movie with Will Ferrell.
Does this make you laugh as much as it makes me laugh?
What do you guys have that none of the other teams have?
Twin dongs.
Obviously.
Yeah, thank you.
That's funny. Call that a Fred Smoot, by the way.
Yeah.
Parrish, most underrated comedy of all time.
Oh.
A movie that you love that you don't think the public loves as much as they should.
Well, it instantly kind of goes to Slapshot because it's such a cult movie. But I kind of think that's unfair because anybody that has seen it knows it's hysterical.
Right. Yeah. Most people that think Slapshot's pretty good, people that have seen it.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I might have to go with Blades of Glory.
That's what Sauce was kind of arguing earlier.
I might have to go with that because, Nikki and I absolutely love it. And then you hear some people just can't stand it.
How great is this scene when he hits rock bottom?
Hey, Michaels, let's go. Lace up. Fog machines are primed. Second show's almost three quarters full. You drunk?
No. But this ought to do it.
You smell like urine.
A lot.
A lot.
Carly, Ryan, I have two off the top of my head that I think are super underrated because almost no one saw both of them, and I think they both are genius in their own ways.
Oh, yeah.
Hold that thought, though.
I got
Carly?
Can I steer from a comedy and just say, I'd like to admit something, a purchase I made once, a DVD purchase I made. That I really enjoyed this movie, and it has not been globally recognized as a hit from Justin to Kelly.
Oh, my God.
What's from Justin
to universally considered one of the worst movies of all time.
I threw up in my mouth.
I purchased
bit.
That movie.
Are that you, was that I was the movie, Parrish, that Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini, is that how you say his last name? They were the top two finalists first season of season one of American Idol. Like, he finished second, she won it. And they made this movie from Justin to Kelly, and critics basically, because they were trying to, let's see how big of stars we can make these two as fast as possible.
Movie stars, yeah.
Clearly now, 16, 17 years later, Kelly's still a big deal, Justin not so much. Point is they tried to, so they basically rushed this movie and said, let's just get them in a movie.
Great point.
And, Ryan, maybe you can look it up on Rotten Tomatoes. My guess is it's close to zero.
Yeah.
Universally hated.
Never even heard of it.
Despised.
I loved it, and so I purchased it. I still have it at my parents' house.
Yikes.
Kelly Clarkson has one of the saddest songs ever. What's the one about her dad?
Care to guess on what the critic score is?
I'll say 6%.
I'll say 0.
7.
I will say you guys are, it's over the 6%, but not by much.
So like 9.
It's 10.
Okay.
And you know what? The audience score, kind of high. So
that's what the audience score always is. The audience score is always higher than the critics.
37 is
percent
not
a chance hockey likes it.
I'm sure he's seen it 1,000 times. Yeah. Ryan, you got a movie like that? An underrated comedy?
Yeah, a couple of them off the top of my head. Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder for me didn't get enough love, and I thought it was hilarious. And then Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Dodgeball is sneaky funny, and I don't think it was one of those mainstream. You think about that, it's one of the first comedies.
I'll go a little more obscure with my two. The two movies that make me laugh all the time, and one of the hardest time, like the most I've almost ever laughed in the theater, was the celery scene in MacGruber. Yeah. And the two sex scenes in MacGruber. MacGruber is unbelievably funny.
Brilliant.
And sticking with, because Will Forte is a genius. And then the other film was also an SNL alum. Hot Rod with Andy Samberg and Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Yeah, this scene, the scene with John Farnham's The Voice, when they're walking through the city and the crowd forms and they're all confused why the whole town's walking behind him. It's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, that scene is good.
It's such a good scene.
MacGruber is so funny.
God, is it good. Yeah, MacGruber and Hot Rod, I highly recommend both. If you like stupid but clever humor, because it's both, right? It's intentionally dumb, which a lot of Andy Samberg's stuff is anyway. Love Andy Samberg. Super nice guy, too. In fact, I got to host, oh, good for me, I got to host the screening in Uptown when Hot Rod came out, and he actually flew in. It was part of his like tour or whatever, and then we had him in this studio. He was a super nice guy. Nice. Surprisingly short. Shocking.
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
Short.
He's like 2 years. He's like probably an inch or two or three shorter than me. It was strange. I just pictured him to be like 6'2". He was not.
Really?
Super nice guy, though. We're going to talk briefly to Jeff Anderson when we come back. He's going to explain this digital ticket thing. If you're freaking out, if you're going to the Vikings game on Saturday and you're not exactly sure how this is going to work, it's not nearly as bad as you think. He'll explain it after this. Then one final segment with Carly Zucker, Mark Parrish, Ryan Sauce. I'm Corey, and this is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
Hey, they laughed at Louis Armstrong when he said he was going to go to the moon. Now he's up there laughing at them.
I've been burning bright for so long.
What are you doing?
I'm talking to...
Yeah, but what are you doing with the music?
Oh,
what's wrong with Zach Brown?
I panicked.
But I mean, for God's sakes, Chris plays this stuff all the time. Again, this is the window to play good music. That's not a shot at Zach, but...
It kind of sounds like it.
Well, but this is the stuff that Chris would play. Now we're talking. My God.
Well, don't blame me.
Got to blame it on something.
What would you blame it on?
Blame it on the rain.
Or Jeff Anderson.
Hopefully it doesn't rain at TCO today. It doesn't look like it's going to. It looks like it's going to be beautiful for the Jags and the Vikings to practice today and tomorrow. But the Jaguars come to U.S. Bank Stadium on Saturday. First preseason game at home this year for the Vikings. And joining us now from the Vikings and from TCO, Jeff Anderson. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I'm standing out on the K-Fan perch wondering why you guys aren't live out here with me.
Our boss, Stopwatch, thinks that it's absolutely worthless for us to go out there because he thinks we would embarrass the station.
That's true.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Okay. So, Jeff, this digital ticket thing is sweeping across sports. A lot of teams have adopted it, but I assume when any team switches to a digital format, it scares people and it confuses them. So it's not nearly as bad as it sounds. So explain what happens on Saturday with these digital tickets.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a change, and change is uncomfortable sometimes, but really this is a continued evolution for us. This is the fifth year of digital tickets. We started in 2014. In 2016, we went to printed PDFs or digital tickets. Last year, about 35% of our fans entered the stadium using digital tickets. So this is just kind of the next step in the process. We've removed the printed PDF option, but it's very simple for fans. They really just need to download the Vikings app. You know, they just go to the tickets tab, they create an account just with their name and an email and a password, and you know, click on the game they're ready to attend and just view the barcode, and that's it. So really, it's an efficient process. It gives fans access to their tickets immediately when the schedule comes out, so they can text, email them to friends and family, transfer them, sell them. It's a very simple process.
All right, so what if, let's say you're my dad who's 80 and doesn't have a smartphone. How does that person enter the stadium? What do they have to do to get in with these digital tickets now?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I guess I would ask is who are you coming to the game with? You know, does someone in the party have a smartphone that can load the tickets up on their phone? Otherwise, it's just contact our ticket office. I mean, bottom line, we want to get fans into the game. We're not going to shut people out without a smartphone. So we have some other options that we can use on game day to get them in.
All right, so if they have questions between now and Saturday, is Vikings.com the best place to go, or where would people go for more information?
Yeah, Vikings.com/tickets. They're going to find everything, Q&A on digital ticketing, learn how to transfer, sell them, all those things.
Sweet. All right, Jeff, thanks, man. That's all we needed. Appreciate it.
Guys, appreciate it.
Thanks for the time. Jeff Anderson from the Minnesota Vikings. We'll actually check back in at TCO in about 7 or 8 minutes because Paul Allen will be kicking Jeff off the perch, and he'll take over. Because he broadcast there 9 to noon today. Adorable. Sauce, you going on a practice or not?
No, I got stuff to do today.
Like what?
Going out on the lake.
Ooh.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys want to go?
No.
Nope.
You guys are a lot of fun. Parrish, what if I told you Sean was going to be there?
I'd think about it.
Okay.
Do you guys ever use air quotes? You know, like when you're telling a story or something, you throw
the
old air
quotes. Sophia uses them all the time.
Sometimes.
Accidentally, and I always despise myself for doing it.
Why? Sometimes it's necessary.
Like doing it.
I didn't know this. I guess, I don't know, like when you hear things like this, I would have assumed air quotes have been around for a long, long time. Maybe as long as quotation marks have been around. Like somebody right after that's like, hey, I can kind of make that symbol with my fingers. According to this book, though, according to mentalfloss.com in a book that came out, there is a modern celebrity that is basically credited with starting that trend.
Really?
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
Is it Mike Myers?
No.
Dang it.
Somebody from Friends?
Thought it would be Dr.
It was like a Friends thing.
A little, no, further back than that, but within our lifetime, this guy is still alive, by the way, too, and the guy's a big deal, and it's a comedian. Our lifetime, big deal. And he is
Carrot Top?
He is credited with, quote, popularizing, and I'll use air quotes for that.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Popularizing air quotes, further back than Seinfeld.
Carlin.
Bob Saget.
Carlin's the right era in terms of when this person got to the top.
Johnny Carson's dead.
Robin Williams?
So is Carlin.
Oh.
Nope. There's a Saturday Night Live connection for him as well.
Eddie Murphy?
Nope.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin. Look at Donaldson.
Well got it. Done.
Steve Martin, thanks. Credited with the air quotes creation, or at least the popular, you know, like popularizing the air quotes. So, not exactly sure if he was the first one to do it, but everyone that has tried to trace back the origin of air quotes says Steve basically is the forefront.
Was it on SNL when he kind of debuted the air quotes? I put those in air quotes as I say that.
Let's see here.
I wonder. I wonder what made it popular.
Don't know.
Because it must have been on, you know, TV somewhere. So people
where
saw
are they
it.
Tracing it back
yeah,
to?
Yeah. Wonder where it all started. That's interesting.
This says, according to mentalfloss.com, says during his stand-up on Saturday Night Live appearances back in the day. So his SNL appearances, he must have done it during his opening set.
He's super funny.
Yeah.
I love Steve Martin.
And then started.
Me too.
He's
that
brilliant.
Is interesting.
Yeah. So the next time if you do the air quotes and somebody's like, that's kind of a douchey thing, it's like, that's comedic genius, man. Yeah. It's Steve Martin.
He's a legend.
Right. Yeah, absolute legend. Yeah.
You know how they're doing all these live action Disney films now, right? They're doing what?
Cinderella,
Mulan,
they did, I think,
right.
They did the Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, of course.
They're doing Cinderella.
Beauty and the Beast, I think, yeah.
Yeah, they did Beauty and the Beast. Little Mermaid as well is coming out, right?
Oh, how are you going to do that?
Lindsay Lohan still thinks she should be the Little Mermaid.
I don't blame her.
She wants to be there. Meryl Streep's in it.
She wants Meryl Streep to be Ursula. Yep.
Wow.
That's not happening.
Wait, say that again?
It's a terrible idea.
Lindsay Lohan wants to be Ariel.
Yeah.
And she thinks that Meryl Streep would be a good Ursula. You know, two iconic acting
legends. No, she would be a good.
Lindsay Lohan and Meryl Streep.
She would. I think she would.
What?
What's the question?
You think she'd be a good Ariel?
Who do you think should be Ariel?
Yeah, I don't know, because she kind of looks like her.
Because she has red hair?
Yeah, that's it. Plus, hockey would totally do Ursula. He would.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a good choice. She's not a great actress.
It's a terrible choice.
How about Jenna Fisher?
See, I mean, I think that's also probably not the right age for Ariel. That's my guess. Even though she's adorable, but she's got to be 40. I'm assuming they're going to look for like a 19, 20, 21-year-old Ariel.
Can I ask you a question?
But didn't we find out who it is, though? Isn't somebody already been cast as Ariel?
Looking this up as fast as possible.
I'm pretty sure somebody else got picked, and relatively young actress, like in their early 20s.
How are they going to film a movie with real people underwater?
You ask a lot of bad questions.
How is that a bad question? Like, you can't have sea people. Like, are they going to have men in this movie? That's super funny.
I can't wait until 9 o'clock.
King Triton.
Yeah, who would play him?
Prince Eric.
I'd go with Steve Guttenberg.
Is he available? Donald Trump.
Vanity Fair came out with the top 25 romantic comedies of all time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Carly, you're a chick.
Top 25?
You're into this garbage, right? You're a chick. Chicks love that stuff.
Yeah.
Romantic comedies. I love number 6 and number 5. Number 6 is Groundhog Day. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah. Love Actually is on that list.
Love Actually is not in the top 25. Really? Groundhog Day is number 6. 10 Things I Hate About You is number 5, another great film. That.
Never seen it.
Number 4 is Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, hell yeah.
Never seen it.
Number 3 is Clueless, which is kind of a sneaky romantic comedy because, right, the Paul Rudd relationship pops up late with Alicia Silverstone. So that's a little misleading, but sure, whatever, romantic comedy. You've Got Mail is number 2, and then When Harry Met Sally is number 1. I've never seen the top 2.
Neither have I. It's
got
what about
one
Sleepless
of the most
in
famous
Seattle?
Scenes ever.
Yeah, I've sat at Harry that table. Sally.
Yeah, the diner scene.
Yep. And Cats. Isn't it Cats?
Yeah.
Delicatessen, isn't that what it's called?
Sounds right.
I was there like 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't get in. Too long of a wait.
Phenomenal, phenomenal steak fries. Arguably the greatest steak fries on the planet.
Say that to Red Robin's face.
I don't know him or her.
Let's check in and see if PA's at Vikings training camp. Paul Allen, I can kind of hear you. Hello?
Hello.
There we
go. What's going
on? Hi, PA.
What up? Breezy day at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, and those signify the winds of winning.
Oh, right on. I don't know what that means, but Carly's here, Mark's here, Ryan Donaldson's here. You want to say hi to the group?
Sounds awesome. Hi, group.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
Paul.
Any questions from the Peanut Gallery to Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, about TCO?
Yeah,
the
Carly, what
Jaguars?
Do you got?
I'm still confused why Vikings training camp, while NFL training camps are so long.
Long in what way? I mean, it's going to be 2 weeks and change. Today and tomorrow are the final 2 days. There will be a crowd. There will be fans at TCO Performance Center. Then they practice up to the regular season. But in a rarity today, we actually have another team here. The Jacksonville Jaguars will be here today and tomorrow. In the business, we call them joint practices.
Do you agree that with Mark Parrish that the players play differently against their own team, or let's say the visiting team? So it's a great idea, obviously, to do these practices.
100%. It breaks up the monotony on a lot of different levels. You know, for those of us watching it, for the fans, for the media members, the players, the coaches, and when you're going against another team. And you've been involved in civil wars for about the last 2 weeks. It exposes positives and negatives that you kind of think you know, but then when you watch it back, you definitely know. And you know, it also opens the opportunity to make trades. If you see somebody on their team and they see somebody on your team that you guys know you're probably going to cut, but they're good, instead of sweating or dealing with the waiver wire and the cut situation and everything, then maybe you just make a trade.
Do you anticipate that happening?
I don't know. I got to see what Jacksonville has, Ms. Carly. The Jaguars come here with a very physical team, very good team, deep in certain areas, and they have a bevy of offensive linemen, from what I understand, who do what the Vikings covet, play center and guard. Now, they're, you know, to expect Jacksonville to leave here, leaving Minnesota with one of its very best offensive linemen probably is not going to happen. But to fortify depth for either team, that could happen.
PA, The other thing that we are going to see today, and everybody has said, and Mike Zimmer came out and basically said, I don't want any fights. And we've seen a lot of fights in these joint practices. You can say it. How do you stop it?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Saucy, because before I came over here sitting in the equipment room with members of the Vikings contingent, I laid the over-under on skirmishes, not full-blown fights that, like, leak into the sidelines and stuff, but just stuff where whistles blow and practice has to stop. I laid the over-under at 1.5. Now, via the Paul Allen Sports and Information Network, we purposely laid that line early, low, trying to get people to bet the over, and all four people went over. Now, the reason I think it's going to go under is because I think the team, specifically the coaches, Zimmer and Marrone, have made it pretty implicit that that's not to happen. Now, it's going to happen, but I just don't think it's going to happen a lot.
Motion's running high. Guys are fighting for jobs. I absolutely will take the over.
All right.
Well said.
What else you got 9 to noon? What else should we know about?
Burkbit today, 10-5-5. That'll be good. Co-offensive line coach Clancy Barone will be here when Matt Burke is here. So a lot of offensive line talk then. Sweet. And running backs Mike Thomas and Mike Boone and Rock Thomas are battling for a roster spot on this team. They're going to both join somewhere in the neighborhood of 11:30 and chat about that.
At the same time? That'll be fun.
Same time, fun.
Get them to fight about it. That'd be a lot of
fight
fun.
Fight about it.
Thanks, PA.
Bye.
Bye. Adorable.
How often do teams get together and do that?
A handful of teams do it every year.
Every
now.
Year?
Yeah.
Never even heard
Vikings
of it.
Haven't done it in a long time, though, like 5 or 6 years. They used to go do that with the
Chiefs.
Well,
they did it with
River Falls. Yeah. They would fight all the time.
Right.
Yeah, but didn't they went to Cincinnati?
Cincinnati when Zimmer was first coaching.
Yeah.
But before that, every year used to be River Falls with the Chiefs, and then that just started to get pretty dicey.
It was a tradition unlike any other at first.
It really, really was.
Even that gets just as monotonous as if it's the same team over and over. Yeah. It's just as monotonous as playing against your team.
Right, correct. Well said.
Yeah. You're going to be back here on Friday. You're going to bring buddy Paul Martin.
I am.
Paul's welcome to come whenever he wants. I don't care. He's going to try to play initials again. Carly, we got to get you to play initials at some point in the future here pretty soon as well.
Yeah, we should do another wild one.
Why, so you can win?
Yeah. Exactly.
Just realized all five people in this room have won initials in the past.
We're all champions. Yeah.
Initials
right.
champions.
We're all champions.
Feels good.
Great room.
Company.
This must be what it feels like to like wear a green jacket and just hang out at Augusta with past champions.
Except even better.
Yeah, this is way,
it's even harder
way more
to
prestigious.
Win initials.
Yeah.
I think Parrish and Ryan and I will take naps and Carly and Sauce will go shopping.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sauce so going to go buy a briefcase. Smart financial decision, Paul.
I'm
going to
take a nap. I'm not buying a briefcase. I got way past that.
Carly, good to see you again. Are we going to see you next Tuesday, too? Or
yes,
what?
I'll be back.
All right, see you then. Power Trip back tomorrow, 5:30 until 9. Parrish will be back with Paul Martin on Friday. Paul Allen from TCO next right here on The Fan.
Back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.
Sex!
It's not funny.
Enter to win a 4-pack of advanced screening passes to see Operation Finale, only at AMC Southdale, 7 p.m. Monday, August 27th. KFAN.com, keyword is contest.
Sex!
That is correct.
Damn it.
You played it off the button bar and stopped it.
Yeah, he's not used to sitting in that seat.
Yeah, I'm trying, though. I'm High giving level. My best effort.
Long time.
Yeah, I'm not good.
So before the break, you said that you went down the rabbit hole with a film that you don't believe gets the credit it deserves.
No. So, my favorite thing...
Sex.
That's one of them.
Golf.
That's two...
$90 shirts.
Shorts. I don't. Who wears $90 shirts?
$26 t-shirts, $90 shorts.
Yes, correct.
Your dog Muppet.
Yes.
Naps.
Yes.
Weed.
Not anymore.
Dave Matthews.
Yes.
Van Morrison.
Yes.
Complaining. Your calves.
Yeah. A blonde lady.
Have I gotten it yet?
Perfume.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of that. Mm. Rompers. I'm a huge fan of that.
The hell is that?
You've never
a romper?
You know what a romper is?
I thought you said lompers.
Lomper, yeah. That's.
I'm like, what's a? Is that like Adam Lofthagen mixed in a with a romper? What's a lomper?
Yeah, it's Adam Lofthagen in a romper.
Yeah, I went straight to that image.
You like rompers, huh?
Oh yeah. You seen one?
Sure.
Boy.
Yeah, you've seen one. You've seen them all.
Well played. No, so, okay, minus all those things, one of my favorite things on the planet is to literally lay in bed. I go to bed about 7:30, but I don't actually go to bed.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
Well, of course it's depressing, but I have the best.
7:30?
Yeah, oh yeah. Especially like Sundays. Yeah, oh yeah. I Monday, contemplated on going to bed at 5:45. I was so tired.
That's the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I know.
If you're tapping out during the summer at 5:45.
Yeah, but it's getting darker out earlier, and I love it.
When I was in my 20s and had nothing to do, I would be getting up from naps at 5:45, right? That concluded my 3 or 4 hour nap. It's like, all right, there's the heat's gone for the day. Now let's go outside. Right? Yeah. I'd make my target run at like 5:45 post-nap. Not call it a day.
If I do that, I'd wake up at like 1 a.m. and I'd be up for the day. I'd be screwed.
See, but in this job, Ryan, getting up at 3:30 or 4.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Sauce, but I could sleep 24 hours straight if I wanted to.
No,
I couldn't. So if I go to bed at, let's say I went to bed like Sauce was saying at 5:45. If I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning, overwhelmingly, I would be back asleep by 1:01.
Really?
Oh yeah, I'd tap right back out.
After a sludge-a-thon, did you ever pound out a 24-hour nap as well?
That's going to bed. That's definitely a nap.
Well, going to bed, I should say.
Yeah, no, I think I still would sleep. That stuff screwed up my schedule, but
I bet.
I tried to sleep standard after that. Sleep like a 2-3-4-hour nap and then get back up and then try to go back to bed by like 10 o'clock so it wouldn't screw up my whole sleep cycle.
Sure.
Anyway.
How is your sex life? So I like to go on YouTube and like type in something and then just see where it takes you. Because
like
YouTube,
type in what?
Like, you know, you'll type in like, I really like vines. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes during vines, you'll find in a vine, they'll use part of a movie as like the punchline of the vine. I forgot how good of a movie and how underrated of a film is. And I think it's got the Step Brothers effect. If you go back and watch it, is how good of a movie Blades of Glory is. That movie is absolutely brilliant. It's got everything. He hits rock bottom because he gets kicked out. Then he has to join forces with his arch rival, who's the exact opposite of him. But when he hits rock bottom, Will Ferrell's character, and he's working at like Chaz Michael Michael is working at that like,
yeah, the
Wizard
on ice
skating
thing,
show,
sure.
And yep. He's hammered, and he walks out, and his boss finds him, and he...
Hey, Michaels, let's go, lace up. The fog machines are primed. Second show is almost 3/4 full. You drunk?
No. But this ought to do it.
You smell like urine.
A lot.
Brilliant. Brilliant. When he says, are you drunk? And he hits the bottle of Captain Morgan on the side of the speaker to break off the top because he doesn't want to open it. So good. How about this part? The first meeting when they get together and Craig T. Nelson asks them what they have, but what's the difference between them and the other group figure skaters?
What do you guys have that none of the other teams have?
Twin dongs.
Genius!
Because
that's
it's a male-male pair as opposed to Will Arnett and Amy Poehler.
Or when he does a meat sauce, right, when they go out for the first time. McElroy and Chaz Michael Michaels go out as a pair for the first time and everyone's laughing at him and this happens.
They're laughing at us.
Hey, they laughed at Louis Armstrong when he said he was going to go to the moon. Now he's up there laughing at them.
It's just so good.
Isn't the theme here that Will Ferrell's just always a genius?
Yeah,
even his bad movies.
This isn't even Will Ferrell, but this is when they skate to the Aerosmith song. And I forgot this guy's name, but he says,
these guys put the bone in Zamboni.
Brilliant. And they're like cartwheel 69.
Is that
down
Scott Hamilton or who is that?
It's the other guy. It's Scott Hamilton's part of it.
These guys put The bone in Zamboni.
Oh, I can see his face. It's the guy that does the boxing stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Max Kellerman?
Jim something?
Serator?
I can picture his face. He's like, he's got like a chiseled jawline. Yeah. He's always tan.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do the HBO boxing stuff? Am I thinking of the same guy?
Yes, you are.
The hell's that guy's name? Jim something.
I'll find it here. So point is, go back and watch Blades of Glory. It's absolutely, it's just genius. And Terry's in it.
Let me see here.
Yeah, now we got to find out who this guy is.
I don't know what his name is in the bit.
Jim Lampley.
Yeah.
It was Jim something. Jim Lampley, right?
There he is.
But yeah, go see that movie. I absolutely adore that movie. I think it's just brilliant. And I just love the fact that he says,
what do you guys have that none of the other teams have?
Twin dongs.
He's got a point.
Or he talks about his tattoos, and he's like, this one's for my ice queen. And he goes, Oksana Bayul? She's as cold as ice. Or dry ice. What's colder than dry ice? It's so good. It's basically Step Brothers, but instead of the other guy, it's John Heder.
I don't know how many movies John Heder's been in outside of Napoleon Dynamite and Blades of Glory that have been even remotely noteworthy.
I don't think
can you even name another movie he's been in?
No. Can't think of one.
Outside of those two?
No.
No.
We had him on the show once like 10 years ago.
Was it for this movie?
No, he's promoting some other movie, but again, I don't even remember the name of it because it was mostly, that was the one Jacinda from the Real World came in and sat right where Ryan's sitting and she was a smoke show.
He's been in, well, that's not appropriate. I can't say that.
He's 40 years old.
He's been in.
God, I'm old.
Man. I can't name. I've never heard of any of these movies.
Read some of them. Go for it.
Bling. No. Christmas Eve.
No.
There is one I've heard of.
Well, yeah. He's been in My Dad is Scrooge.
Never heard of it.
Uncle Grandpa. Mm-hmm. How I Met Your Mother. He was in an episode of that. Bud Selig Must Die. He was in that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, what the hell? The one he's been in Benchwarmers.
That was the one I was looking at too.
But that's like that's it.
That Who cares? He's still Napoleon Dynamite,
right?
Yeah,
he's been in Mama's Boy.
Lucky.
Yeah, that man,
that's where that came from.
Great movie.
My God, that movie is brilliant. Where he throws that toy out the side of the car and says, "I do what I want." It's brilliant. Yeah, man, he's only been in, good for him, though.
I wonder what a guy like that's worth.
I bet Napoleon paid. I mean, that was one of those.
But it didn't pay at the time. It was like a super, super low-budget film.
Then it went indie huge. Film.
Right, but what if he didn't have, like, a back-end deal? What if he got paid $50,000 for the role?
Good point.
I wonder how much he makes in residuals. Unless, again, maybe, I don't know how that works. What if he didn't agree to it beforehand? I don't know how any of that stuff works, but I doubt he got crazy rich. I'm sure he got rich off of appearances after that movie, right?
Yeah.
People paying him to do things.
Yeah, like, say, Lucky.
Right. Maybe he did some public speaking, like Creasel.
Yeah. JohnMCreasel.com.
That's what I've heard. We'll do What Really Matters when the Power Trip Morning Show returns. Scores and stats around the world of sports and in between. Sauce will change your life. Then Parrish 30 minutes from now. Carly an hour from now. This is the Power 2 Morning Show on the Fan.